Hey guys, it's Alex again. I wanted to give you another behind-the-scenes look at how things happen here at Ragnarok. So I'm right outside Ryan's dressing room right now. Let's take a look and see what he's up to. Yep, so you guys heard it here first. That's how Ryan sounds before we, you know, do some editing, a little post-processing work. Who picked up the phone? I'm trying to talk to Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Now.
Oh, I wanted to get a...
Now.
Now?
Yesterday.
You.
No, we before.
Now.
No, before.
Not currently.
I'm Ed. I'll be playing Bull.
No, that's later.
Oh.
Now. We're...
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
No, that's much later. Sorry, listeners. We did get stuck in a time wave on the way here, so our temporal senses are a little off kilter.
Welcome back to whatever the name of our creepy children game is.
Hi, I'm Avon.
Oh boy. Okay,
Alex. I think you should start recording.
No, we already did that.
And today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about creepy culture.
Ed is apparently a very self-aware baby. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
That should have happened a while ago.
Yeah.
You're listening to another Ragnarok.
Oh, my God, shut up. Tonight, we are playing Eclipse Phase.
Nope.
This is game 8 of the Stray Thoughts campaign. This episode is called Fall In.
All right, let's get some onions, then.
Oh, 8 out of 10.
This is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to put to rest Eric DeCash.
Nope, that's tomorrow.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Don't worry.
All right, let's just play the game.
You weren't
all right,
back
so what do you guys remember?
Hopefully it's after the episode of ponies.
It was a different
You weren't there for that thing in the future.
Time waving.
Yeah. All right, so what do you guys remember from last time?
Athena has a copy.
I wasn't there.
What's her name? Proxy Steel is a big duty head.
Yes.
Super intelligent duty head.
Yep.
But no
still
longer. Because he left a lot of himself behind.
Well, still smarter than
still
you.
Still smarter than us.
But not as smart as
super intelligent.
Yeah.
He's been using
Damien
us,
you?
He's been using Damien us as tools right. to get to the previous group of characters. But largely Elise, because
yes.
Elise burned Firewall.
For good reason.
And now he is using us to grow a copy of Charles Maldonado in our brains.
Yep.
That's why I know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And we're having all these intrusive thoughts of a dead, crazy person.
Yep.
And now we have to go to Earth to get a crazy bird person to use.
You don't know he's a bird.
Well, bird person.
We're
going to Rick and Morty?
Get a crazy guy that's good at surgery in the brain.
I don't think Doc Skylax was actually mentioned by Elise,
nope.
right? She just said, I have a friend who's a
Yeah,
person.
And then everyone went, oh.
I didn't.
So, all right, so
a
why
crazy
don't we...
A doctor doesn't
know
even have a doctor.
Surgery.
So why don't you guys introduce your characters?
Yeah, I don't think we did that at all last game.
No, we didn't.
Hi, my name's James. I'm playing Santiago.
Yeah.
All right, now let's just use up again to make up for last game.
Nope, I don't want
to. All right.
That's James.
Tell us a little bit about Santiago.
Hi, my name is James. I'm playing Santiago.
Yeah.
I'm really awesome. I dress really nice. I'm really sexy. People like me. And,
I'm playing the character I'm saying.
Not everybody likes you, though.
People like me. I'm neat.
Yeah, and,
You're lost, aren't you?
Yes, I think I'm lost. No, yes. Yes, I'm
Doggone
lost.
Doggone it. People like me.
Alright.
Oh, no! That was Ryan dropped his sense of self!
I fucked it up!
Abort! Game's right, over!
Right, well, we start over!
Alright, we're gonna start this game all
Welcome
over again. Thanks.
Guys, alright, we're just gonna start from the first game of the Chronicle.
No!
The exact same thing as you did before.
Can we start from, like, the first game we've ever played?
All right, we're going to have to call Chuck to run a second.
I thought we were going to start over like with Eclipse Phase. Like, hi, I'm Elise.
Hi, I don't exist.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'd be sitting here while waiting for you guys to catch up.
I'd be gone.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Really, it's just Eric and I, and
then
Paul and Chuck and sometimes Scott.
What about Evan?
Evan,
Evan too.
Dan?
Dan wasn't really in it much. When
these are people you don't know.
Yeah. No, they know Chuck.
You know Chuck.
And anyway. Paul.
Well, we're assuming they've met Paul.
Yeah, they've met Paul. Hey, everyone. I'm Ryan. All right. I am going to be playing STR-424, otherwise known as Strapper or Bitman. He is a Humanities Info Life. He's in a Menton morph and hates every second of it, and he's stuck with these guys.
Yeah.
You like us.
I'm growing to like you guys.
Everyone should like
you guys are making the experience of being a meat person more tolerable.
You should like Mary.
I'm very likable.
Her name means happy.
Alright, that guy?
I'm Ed. I will be playing Tiffany LaFleur.
Don't fucking lie to these people.
A.K.A. Bull. Bull is about a bird and a half. She's sleeved in a modified Fury.
She's modified cold.
Quite unattractive, and she...
Modified good looking.
She kills a lot of things, but doesn't like it.
That's Bull.
Yes, it is.
I'm Elizabeth. I'm Mara playing Elizabeth, who is an AGI sleeved into a flex bot. And she's very.
I'll flex you.
Cool.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
I don't. That's why I asked you.
You know.
Elizabeth is also very nice and nice done. Rockets.
He's not done, Alex.
And
don't.
And
don't
has a nice and a personal assistant named Steven who wears a top.
Who now talks.
Who can now talk. Well, he always could talk, but now.
Well, now he can talk to us.
Yeah, now everybody can hear him.
And
thanks for that.
They don't really. He's kind of mean, I guess, to them.
One day in the transhuman future. The transhumanity is going to find recordings of Ragnarok. They're like, ooh, who's that guy with that pleasant baritone?
Who's that guy with that voice?
Oh, that's me!
Let's make that voice an option for a robot.
No, what would be better is if the post-humans just reconstruct us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Our personalities based on these recordings.
That would be better.
No, it wouldn't.
I think it would.
Have to reconstruct Will.
Will would be there.
They reconstruct Will just to study him. How could this one being take so much abuse?
I don't want them to reconstruct me from this. I mean, puking most of the
time. This poor morph just constantly.
This is what life was
always
like.
Always happy.
Before we threw off the flesh and became creatures of pure thought.
Look at how that poor man vomits continuously.
He doesn't give any fucks.
He doesn't give any fuck.
All right.
He does what he wants.
YOLO!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my introduction.
Nope.
I'm here to guide you through this introduction. I'm Eric. I'll be your guide to Eric. And I'll be your guide to Eric being your guide to the character Eric's playing, which is Esmeralda of Alphys. She's also called Mary, which is another word for happy, which is what I am to introduce you to me. Mary is a former child actress, and she's also a scientist, and she's also a current not-child actress. And she's a hyper... her background is hyper-elite. It's the first thing I read off the paper, so that's what's happening.
I can read.
All right, make sure you're using your morph sheet, not your ego sheet, too.
I don't fucking care.
All right, so...
I'm a self-morph!
Let's get started. Ed, make a stress test.
Why?
Don't do that, it's a trick!
What?
Why?
For all the stuff you learned last game.
Yeah, we had to make those.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
That's
and we found a room
three,
full
right?
of weapons.
Yep.
Yeah, I passed.
You passed
61
the first...
out of 75.
You're all right. 61.
So, lose 4 stress.
That's 61.
That's for learning that this is the third time that you've been doing this, and Cross Steel's been using you, and you're broke. You need a pencil.
Yeah. That thing.
Way to use your big boy words, Ed.
I'm losing stress.
You're gaining stress. Take 4 points of stress.
You just said lose.
Lose 4 points of lucidity.
What?
Take 4 stress.
You know what? Take 6 now.
That's the 2 stress you just gave me. And now make another one.
28 and 75.
All right.
Beep, beep, beep.
3 this time.
Treek and 98
for the giant alien spaceship that's trying to end humanity. That's coming towards you. That
probably isn't actually the Titans and is part
didn't
of
it. Didn't we already know about that?
You thought it was the Titans. You didn't know that it was part of a pangalactic superintelligence that might be coming to wipe out all life in the solar system.
But, you know, all right. That old chestnut.
Yeah, that yep. thing. Okay, so we will pick up a few hours after we left off. You guys are still on Elise's asteroid, Elite Land.
Oh, by the way, I want to just say that the whole time that we were on, what was the name of the place where we came through the gate?
Okay.
Oberyn.
Thanks, James.
Oberyn's the moon.
Chat Noir.
Yeah, the whole time we were in Chat Noir, Bull was having a heart to heart with Gary Jones.
Okay.
I thought she was having sex with Damien.
No. Yeah, she was.
Not really.
Both of them. Okay, so
depends if canon you want to abide by.
Alcobells.
Do any of you have any damage?
No.
I do.
No.
How much do you have?
12.
Yeah, you can heal that.
I got stress.
I have some stress.
Yeah, you guys can make one roll for your muse.
Yay, I'm going to talk to Daddy.
I'm
never going to
stop. All right, crit success.
I got 14.
12 out of more than that.
60. 42 out of 60.
All right, so everyone succeeded?
I crits.
I heard you.
I passed.
Crits.
Crits. Everyone who succeeded can heal, get back 4, and I need to get 8.
That's, yeah!
Why can't it be 5? Then it could be all of it.
Because fuck you, that's why.
That's not very kind.
You want to fuck Eric?
Who doesn't?
So,
everyone.
No, he just said fuck him.
Can we get our moxie back or not yet?
Yes, you can get your moxie
back. Yes.
Can I get more than what my moxie is?
No, unless you spend your res points to get more moxie.
Eh.
I love having coordination and
my God! That was in my vicinity.
Okay, so you guys spend about a day on Elise's asteroid, relaxing and recuperating and planning your next moves. So what Elise told you is you have to go to Earth to get the Maldonado cut out of your brain before it just completely subsumes your personality and you guys die, more
right.
or less.
So there's a time frame. What's the time frame?
Like,
5 minutes.
I think she said like a week or so
more than
before
that.
It damn, completely right.
8,000 years.
You over.
525
minutes. 600 minutes.
So she has booked you passage.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yes, one of her partiers is heading back to Earth, and you are going with them. So, is there anything you would like to do on the asteroid before you leave?
I'm into just getting there as soon as possible, so I have nothing...
Is there any equipment that she can give us, you know, in the firearm category?
No. What you got is what you got.
Any upgrades she can give us, or, you know, thingies?
Not really. What do you mean, thingies?
Thingies?
Thingies? What is it that you, what do you want?
I don't know. I was just asking if there's things we can get, like implants or gear or something, you know. Anything she might have. I mean, she is the most glorious hacker in the universe. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but there's
not to toot her horn.
There is a somewhat strict weapons policy on her asteroid, so they don't usually let those things on board.
Alright.
Athena, did they know anything about Omen? I forget.
Yes. Or, well, they have information, they will find it.
Okay.
And they will give it to you.
So.
But first, get the evil guy out of your head.
That's more important to me right now. I don't want my...
And they have information about...
LaFleur.
And the Elizabeths, too.
Yay.
And Elise will give it to you freely in exchange for you guys helping to save the solar system.
Oh, just that one thing that we need
just
to do?
Just one tiny little thing.
Yes, one,
that one itty, little thing?
Itsy-bitsy little thing.
You and I can only have to do one thing, and she's going to do a bunch of things?
Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
All right.
That works out great.
I apologize for trying to kill you in the past.
Don't worry about it. You didn't succeed.
I imagine Proxy Steel altered my ego.
Maybe? I don't know. We didn't really do an autopsy.
It does not seem a logical action to take.
Well, I mean, you were pretty on edge. I don't know what you guys went through last time, but it was different than whatever you did this time. You guys are definitely a little different.
It sounds like we were hyper-violent if we killed a baby. and kidnapped him.
Yeah.
I certainly don't think I would have done that.
It could have been the... It could have been whatever he was doing with Maldonado or damage from the resleeving. I don't know. But whatever it was, you guys are here now, and you didn't try to kill me, so...
Good for us.
Yeah, good job.
Then you well done!
No, she's kidding, she's kidding.
Then you will die!
Plasma weapons just drop out of the ceiling.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Was that not all right?
No.
I apologize.
I hate people who don't stand by what they do.
It's okay. You're just kind of scary. And you have tried to kill me twice.
Well, at me, am I scary?
I certainly hope I'm not scary.
Sure.
Oh, I don't want to be scary.
Oh, okay. I was lying. You're not at all.
I'm going to run kinesics to see if she wasn't.
I'm scary. Lovely.
All right, so Franz over there is going to take you in his shuttle to Earth.
Pump us up.
What about Hans?
Yeah, we're both on that trout.
Do you say that in character?
Yes.
A dark look comes over Elise's face. Don't bring up Hans.
Oh,
goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry. Insert right. Foot in mouth.
Yeah. So
he literally does it. He takes off his foot, puts it in.
Good luck. You guys have my... She has given you her personal contact info. If you need anything, give me a call. Let me know how it goes with the doc on Earth.
I will cherish this note forever.
It's not on a piece of paper. It's whatever.
I wrote it on a note in my head.
You're weird.
Mm-hmm.
Am I weird?
I don't get that a lot.
Yeah, you all are.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's okay. So am I. And Athena. Well, I mean, Athena's kind of like a god, but...
Lucas told us that we reminded him of your team.
Yeah, wait, you spoke to Lucas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we loaded him up. He wasn't pleased about it.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah,
we deleted him.
I had to make a fork of him because the driver was read-only, and... well, he went out like a champ, I gotta say, considering he was, you know, permadeath, erased.
Yeah, he was always kind of badass.
Which one is Lucas? Am I Lucas?
No. You're... You're like Doc a little bit.
Am I like anything?
Not really. Alright, so see you guys later. Good luck.
I'm like Doc.
Goodbye!
I do not know what that means.
Me neither. But we have a doctor on our team, but he's not like Doc, but I am.
He reminds me of Amir, the doctor. Strong, silent type.
He is quite likable.
Yeah, I got that. Not much else, but I got that.
He makes lovely. I was led to believe that this was a quality that Amir possessed as well.
Oh, yeah. Amir got shot all the time.
Can Fitz look up? I lost all my skin.
And he couldn't do his homework.
Okay. So, you guys get on the shuttle and make your way to Earth. Sorry, I just got something in my eye.
Sitting on a shuttle? Yeah, you're getting all teary-eyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stepping on the shuttle.
I guess in the time, I would just do research about, like, all of the history you missed, stuff like that.
All the history you missed, okay. Yeah. Well, that's going to be a lot of reading.
Elizabeth misses the mission.
I don't sleep.
That's not okay. Okay, that's true, you don't sleep. So you start reading about history. Anything else anyone would like to do?
I think maybe I will join Elizabeth in reading about history, because we both have mental speed, so we can just sit there and...
you don't even have to roll for it. You just start basically load up Wikipedia and just go through year by year to see what happens. Anyone else?
What else? I would research, but I can't do it with fancy schmancy speed.
I think I start to do research, and I get bored, and I go and do something else.
You start the first day of, oh, this sucks.
Oh, my
you
God.
You start looking up the Billboard Top 100 hits of, every year after after 8 a.m.
Bull sits.
Okay.
Bull fits, therefore bull sits.
If bull fits, bull sits.
Strapper, did you read that?
Yes, that was quite fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating. I'm going to go over here now.
Did you read that?
Yes.
What that?
Yes.
Did you read that?
Yes. I did.
Hey, Bull, I think they're caught in a loop.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Bull, you're saying is, did you read that?
We're not hung.
I'm quite jealous over there. I don't know if you read this fast.
Oh, yeah, you just can't do it that quickly. You can still read.
Well, no. I've been out of class in reading, so I'm never going to do it again.
How did you memorize your scripts?
That was before he met them.
Yeah, it's all pointless now.
Murray.
Yes?
I believe I recall how to braid hair.
I thought you said Murray.
Is that so?
Yes.
I'm surprised that stuck through.
Oh, fuck, we should totally have a sleepover.
Oh. If you'd like, I'd
I'm going to sit this one out, girls.
Ed?
Sleepover.
Make a reflex times 3 roll.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, Elizabeth. I have read my research that humans seldom sleep during sleepovers.
Oh, no. 53 out of 60.
Okay. Oh, too bad. All right, so...
I need that.
Bolt tugs your... A little hard sometimes, but nothing comes out.
I think rough. There's a split end right there. Be careful. Okay. Everything's all right.
So do you guys have a sleepover?
Totally.
Yeah. Yes. They have a sleepover. I go into the other room and...
There is no other room.
I go and pretend there's another room.
Alex, can I have something?
No.
He sits just in a chair across
You're
the way.
You're terrible at throwing Ryan's.
Fapping?
Yeah.
No.
What a creep.
Yeah, fapping can mean playing with a paddle ball.
So what do you guys talk about during your sleepover then? Or girls, I guess.
Well, in my studies,
more non-gender-identified entities.
I believe we should play Truth or Dare.
I try talking to my muse, who only speaks Spanish, so I try to learn Spanish so I can understand my muse.
I can help. For now, I'm too busy with my sleepover.
Truth or Dare.
Yeah, you girls are doing your sleepover.
I play that.
Slumber party.
I am unfamiliar with this game.
Well, I believe we one person starts, and they ask the rest of the people Truth.
No, you... Usually you would ask one person.
Okay.
You would say, Strapper, Truth or Dare.
Okay. I will go with Dare.
Dare. I was never very good at Truth or Dare. I was never very good at coming up with dares. Would someone else like to come up with a dare?
I dare you to sever your arm.
We do tend to go that intense with it. You don't have to follow that one. We'll forgive you.
I don't want to lose esteem in the eyes of everyone present. there are healing vats on site, right?
Not on the ship.
There's none.
Is that not in the rules?
Well,
did I make an error?
Technically, it doesn't come up in the rules, but one would say it. Wouldn't really be?
I was given to understand that dares were mildly embarrassing. I did not understand that they would require flesh pain.
Oh, no, I dare you to give me a kiss.
That's more of along the lines.
Oh, okay, Elizabeth. I
have no lips, though.
where would you like the kiss?
Where my lips would be.
Okay.
She points for her face.
Strapper walks over.
Do I have
over.
Any makeup in my... I would assume I have some makeup that I could be taken out.
I'm wearing makeup to sleep over. We probably had makeup on already.
Strapper walks over to Elizabeth and begins to blush furiously. I seem to be having some kind of a biochemical reaction. Excuse me.
Make me that will check, Ryan.
Yeah. Alright.
You're missing out, James.
I made that. 12 out of 75.
Ooh, yeah. The life support system must be a little
Yeah. I'm a Fritz.
I feel like I have
something
this,
wrong with the oxygen mix in this room.
I have this image in my head of so Strapper leans forward to kiss Elizabeth, and then all of a sudden,
what's your character's name? Esmeralda. Or
all of a sudden, what's your name, James?
Santiago.
Santiago starts playing an XP of "Can You Feel the Love Tonight." Oh, sorry.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Santiago, what? Is that strictly necessary?
Sorry. Yes.
All right.
Like I was about to say, out of the corner, you hear, what's your character? Esmeralda?
Mary.
Mary? Santiago. Mary, I dare you to take some of Strapper's,
comfort.
Comfort.
You're not in the game. You didn't want to come to the slumber party.
He's in the same room.
Yeah. So after much hemming and hawing, Strapper goes over and gives Elizabeth like a very gentle kiss.
Where my
where your lips would be.
Stephen goes, woo!
I miss thee so.
How was the sensation of kissing?
It was exquisite.
Oh.
Oh. Was it?
I wish I was in a flex body so I can also feel the sensation.
I dare you to get into a flex body.
I believe that it is my turn to ask, or how does this work?
Maybe? Oh yes, you were the one dared. So okay. Now you may ask another person, truth or dare.
Okay.
Yes.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Truth or dare?
We're just going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Dare.
All right. I dare you to sleep in flesh.
Oh.
Is there any flesh? Just
not here.
Well, I cannot do it here.
No, there's no body banks on site.
No, you're on like a little. You're on a small, like, personal ship.
Ah, okay.
There's this empty morph just sitting there.
The sleeve of the fits.
Okay, I take that back then. In that case, let's see.
Ask a truth of bull. Should I do truth instead if you cannot make it there?
Certainly, sure, truth. Very well.
That is, then.
Okay. What is the desired end state of your program? what are your long term goals?
Oh.
I thought it was like,
how would you want to die?
I would say knowledge. I like to have the vast amounts of knowledge with and seeing a day where AGIs are completely the same exact rights as everyone else and uplifts. And
I just started thinking of Rush Hour 2 now, thanks.
That's a very noble goal.
Why?
Also some personal development, maybe having
Tucker in the casino.
A child.
Oh.
Perhaps Strapper would donate the sperm.
Perhaps he did enjoy kissing.
Strapper just turns beet red and and looks like he's trying to collapse into a little ball.
Oh. Why doesn't flesh get denser?
Yes.
That's delightfully saucy. Oh,
definitely something wrong with the oxygen mix in this room. Excuse me, girls.
After this mission, I definitely wouldn't mind traveling the universe, the solar system with Strapper. Definitely having experience how the
perhaps we could even have sex.
I can even try sex again.
Yeah, Strapper, make that will check.
Well, you heard the lady, Strapper.
I made that 15 out of 75.
Okay.
Santiago, you get a message through the TACnet. all in caps, "You made the right decision. Get me out of here."
This is something I said.
Oh, this is ever so much fun. Oh.
No, it's just him. So that's I just like fire off a little. so that would be quite enjoyable, Elizabeth. I look forward to that. If we survive and aren't overtaken by a crazy madman from the past.
How adorable.
Now it's my turn. Bull!
Yes?
Truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to wear a dress.
Oh.
Very well, provide one. I shall place it upon myself.
Is there anywhere we could...
There's a fabric. You can make a dress.
I believe this is what is called a makeover.
Do we get to choose the specifics of the dress? Yeah. This is lovely.
I would say this has gone off the rails, but this is fantastic. What dress are you making for Bull?
Would I have some memory of like something she used to wear as Tiffany? Something cute she might have worn during one of our outings or something? Sure. I'll probably try to suggest in that direction.
Well, there's a few like preloaded templates in the database of the Faber. So if you want, you could just find something that's close to that and make it if that's what you want.
And I could fit Bull.
Well, you have to tell it what size to make it.
What size of dress, Bull?
I do not know.
Just let it. The machine will scan her.
Oh, okay.
You make clothes.
Triple XL.
Error.
We're going to have to fab it in two pieces.
It's a little frilly.
Oh, Bull, don't you remember? You used to love wearing a dress similar to this one. You look so smashing, and it was wonderful.
She's gonna get herself dressed in the dress, and we'll put her in front of a mirror, and she's just gonna wig the fuck out. It recalls her childhood that she had cut out of her memory.
Pretty much just gonna happen.
Yep. All right. So you dress.
There's an enemy on board. You pull the gun, just start shooting the mirror.
You dress Bull.
Yeah.
I mean, there wouldn't really be a mirror. You don't have to roll yet, Ed.
Well, he can just.
I mean, we can
look at him and see him through.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true.
You see yourself through all of our eyes through the TACnet.
Now make a will test. Will times three.
Oh! Uh-oh.
I don't. I can't see you. You dice across.
I can.
100.
Wait, isn't that good?
Yeah, it's a crit success.
I thought...
No,
99 is bad. Oh good.
I wish it was a 99.
You get epiphany.
So how do you react to it?
I do recall the sensation of looking pretty being pleasurable.
Oh, we used to both dress so... beautifully to attract everyone. Oh my goodness. Oh, this brings back. Oh, this brings back good memories.
Perhaps hair.
Perhaps hair.
I suppose we could fab her a wig.
Yes.
What did Tiffany's hair look like before she re-sleeved?
She's blonde.
She's blonde.
All right.
I suddenly just started picturing like a Goldilocks style hair.
Picture like I think it was like a Paris Hilton kind of like
a short hair.
Have?
Although the last
you don't have to roll for it. You fab her
a blonde wig.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, I remember enjoying the sensation of having my hair braided and combed.
I would be happy.
Because it's the future, I'll say it's a meta wig. So if you want, it will transfer this and say it feels like actual hair. So if someone touches it, you can feel it as if it were your hair. So if someone combs your hair, you will actually feel someone combing your hair. Tiffany.
Or Mary. She's Tiffany.
Mary.
I was going to say I have a comb.
Also because, you know, she braided your hair.
Right, yes. I was naturally going to return it.
The hair?
Yes.
Thank you for this braid.
Now you can have it.
It's going to make a rip sound, but I like the pop. So, Mary will start combing Bull's hair. She's helpful. Uh-oh.
14, I'm still good.
All right, good.
A little weird, but okay.
And perhaps now makeup to complete the look?
Would you want that, Bull? Would you?
This is sufficient.
Well, all right. We should respect her wishes.
Yes.
Okay. So you fly through space.
I never
Bull
got
gets
asked
dolled.
The truth.
Oh, fine, all right.
Dare.
Bull, your turn.
It's Bull's turn now. She's
Strapper, truth or dare.
Mary.
Yes.
Truth or dare.
Truth or truth.
Well, let's dare or dare. Make this even. We had two dares and one truth, so I'll go with truth.
And while this is going on, I just imagine Santiago talking to his muse. So, like, you gotta teach me how to understand you. Alright, so I'm gonna say a word, and then you just say what I said, but in Spanish, okay?
See.
See. I can't see what you're doing. I just want you to repeat what I'm saying, but in Spanish.
See.
What I can't see.
Is your favorite style of combat?
Oh, my favorite style of combat. Well, I did do a lot of work with fencing when I
fencing
with I was going to say swordplay, but I switched to fencing.
I did some fencing.
It's very advanced.
It's space fencing.
With your sphincter.
Don't miss.
That was my brief porno career.
When I tried for some parts when I got over there, I did some more action-y style parts, and I got quite good with swordplay, as you may have seen in our fighting, although I tend to stick to guns in that area, but I am quite good with swords.
Ah, but there is something you do not know. I am not left-handed.
Neither am I.
Is the game concluded?
Well, yes. I suppose we've all gone once, yes.
You can keep playing through the trip, but as far as storyline goes, yes, it's done.
Yeah.
So,
thank God.
And scene. Hey, you could have participated.
Yeah.
No, I was uncomfortable just listening. So was I.
Yeah, me too.
And why'd you keep it going on?
Because it was wonderful.
No, it was great.
So you guys approach Earth. Not Meyer and James. This is really weird so basically just
Mary
and just Mary and Bull. Do you guys grow up on Earth or in orbit?
I believe I grew up on Earth. I forget. I wrote it down. Is this something about a new star born above the Earth?
She was 16 when she was sold in slavery. So what was it, 10 years after the fall?
The game started 8 years
eight
after.
8 years after.
8 years after? Okay, so she would have been 8 when the fall happened.
Okay. So did you grow up on Earth or not?
Yeah, for the first few years of her life.
Okay. Mine's a split youth, Earthborn plus orbital.
Oh, okay, so you were going back and forth. All right. So it's...
No, you know what? She never had any trauma before that, so...
No, it's not. It's not trauma. It's just
living through the fall would be trauma.
Oh well, yes, that would definitely be trauma.
She had no traumas before.
Maybe you moved before the trauma.
Yeah.
So you guys, it's a very weird sensation to see Earth filling up the view screen as you get closer. But
it's so small.
I think it'd be weird for all of us, considering that we weren't allowed to go anywhere near there.
I mean, it's weird for the rest of you, but you guys have never been there before. Okay. The rest of you, you weren't born there. You've never actually been there. Maybe you've been, you know, in a station in Earth orbit, but that's the closest you've ever been. For you two, you're going home, and it's a little weird, but nice. So, the ship, as you approach, you could see. The ship, a huge ring floating in the atmosphere. and it seems to be made up of a whole bunch of interconnected stations. And your ship slows down and asks for permission to enter the atmosphere before it then gets permission and flies through this ring.
Enter the password. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's the same one I use for my luggage. So the ship descends and you guys go through clouds, and there's actual white fluffy clouds.
Those are my favorite.
You could see oceans and the green of forests and vegetation. And eventually the craft lands in a docking bay. And
like the docking?
No, it's spaceport. It's a spaceport. And Franz, who was your pilot, says, well, welcome. Thanks, guys. He says, welcome to New Paris. Be careful out there.
Paris.
I'll say thank you in French.
You're welcome. I don't speak French.
Well, you said New Paris.
Right.
They speak, but the main language is Paris. It's France.
Merci beaucoup.
Well, New Paris is located on what used to be Africa, so it's a little
different. I gotta bless the rains here.
Peculiar.
Ching.
Well, a lot of Europe is still being cleaned out. So, they don't want to wait.
Terraforming is progressing remarkably well. Earth was in quite a sorry state.
Yeah, well, things are getting better. There's very limited mesh down here. Everything is hard points because they're still worried about any stray Titan signals infecting things. But there are terminals all over the place if you need to look anything up.
Bull puts her armor back on, but
I figured. Do you keep the wig?
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep my hair braided.
She's a natural blonde.
I guess you wouldn't be able to see your dermal bumps through the wig.
It's probably a strange sight because she has stunning hair.
it's like Lady Gaga hair, and then Bull.
Yeah.
So he opens the Franz, hits a button, and the airlock opens, and you guys step out into the sunshine in perfect 1G. Ed and Eric?
Yes.
It's like Ron Perlman's body.
You can get back 4 more stress.
I only had 1, so I can do a -3?
No.
Oh.
Writing
it anyway.
You're home, and it feels so good. You breathe, and the air tastes right. It tastes like it's got that same consistency. You remember the air on Mars was a little thin, and the air in stations is always kind of tastes mechanical.
Artificial.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless you. This is air.
Paper towel mode.
Yes.
Did Maya shoot out a boogie into his hand?
Can you get me a tissue?
Oh. Remember we used to make Will do that?
Yeah, shove his face in his
face. Yeah, Will, when you make him laugh, he'd like have a shake and it would go through his nose.
We would do it all the time to him, too.
He would always shove his face in his milkshake.
Can you give me a tissue?
I don't know, because that was less embarrassing. Having a milkshake on your nose.
He's saving for when it drips down, it goes in the thing, and it eats the...
Yeah.
It's recycling.
All right, yeah. So...
Mary's oldest moved to
you guys
tears.
Are in the spaceport in New Paris. Where are you going?
Where are we to find this...
He has an office in New Paris.
Okay, so yeah,
I think we're heading there.
Shall we find
I'm gonna find one of those hardpoint connections and look
there's
up. One,
there's a few. You're in like the main spaceport.
So
there's a
future maps are way.
Yeah,
too,
so I'll.
So
I'll
you could download over a secure band a map of New Paris. You could all do it, so you all have a map of the.
I'll just let one of you do it, then I'll just take it from the.
We still there's no general mesh, but as long as we're
in close proximity,
Your attack kit will still work.
We still
as
have
long
our attack
in range. Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's like a kilometer, I think, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill your meter.
Damn.
So since I'm the admin, I'll download the future Google Maps and figure
Google
out where
Maps.
This.
Yeah, so you get directions to the clinic.
Boom, Jimmy.
So you guys start walking there. It's an interesting city. City is not the right word. It's a settlement. All the buildings are low. The most you can see is like three stories. There's people around. They're working. But it very much has like a frontier town kind of feel. It's in Africa, so you could see there are outside the city. There's like plains. It was built in like the savannah. Mm. But there's people here. They're walking around. They're happy. It's Earth, but very much like a frontier.
They should make a new Eiffel Tower.
We got the lions only in Kenya.
Forget Norway.
So after about a half hour of walking, you get to the clinic. There's just a sign. Well, not a sign. There's an AR display.
What's that?
It just says, it says Skeelax.
What the fuck's a Skeelax? That's in character.
Perhaps it is this doctor we're to meet who is to rescue us from our...
Oh, in this one futuristic television program I was trying it for a role for, that was the name of the aliens. I remember that.
Do you go in?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a building. You just walk in.
Dr. Skeelax, are you in?
You walk in, there's a dimly lit office. It looks like the shades have been pulled down over most of the windows. And it doesn't look like there's anyone there. There's a reception desk that's empty.
There a bell on it?
Yes, there's a bell on it.
Santiago walks over and rings a bell.
Okay.
How many times?
I do it once. 94. Wait a minute. If I don't hear anything, I do it again.
All right, so you wait go, a minute. Ding! Ding! And on the second, you hear, rah, boom, and then you hear a boom as something hits the desk, and the desk shakes. And, ah, God! a crow crawls out from under the desk.
Okay. Ah, what the hell is that? Oh, God.
It's just a neo crow. It's just a neo crow.
Ah, what do you want?
Are you Dr. Skeelax?
All right, fine.
Who's asking?
We are.
Well, I could see that.
You asked who's asking, and we're asking.
It's a very literal answer to the question.
Did he date Athena?
Oh, well. You guys know my ex? Did she send you?
Oh, no. Elise sent us.
Oh. You guys.
There is an awful Titan corruption growing in our brains.
We were told you were the guy that can get it out.
Very much check it out.
Well, you were the crow?
That's right.
What the pronoun you use is crow? Like he?
Bird?
Well, every once in a while I like to keep people on their toes and
I'm offended. Like if you say everybody, instead you say every birdie.
Well, just because we're people, that means we have toes?
That's stupid.
Is that what you're implying here?
Yes, you do.
How do you know? What if
I'm a doctor.
He's a doctor, I'd point to Will's character.
Looks like a shitty doctor. Anyway, come on back.
That's good, it's true. It doesn't mean you have to point it out in front of him.
See, you said something, but you've been made to foolish. You've been made to look foolish, just like you've eaten crow.
What?
That is...
What did you say?
It's not a literal... It's not a literal... phrase, of course. I would never eat any bird, except, sometimes I eat chicken, but not crow. No, we would never eat crow. Some people think crows are dirty, but not me.
I was actually told that crows are a sign of bad luck.
But not him.
Alright, that's it. You guys can go.
Crows are actually known for that.
No,
you know what? Fine. Let the Titan thing eat your brain. Get out of my store.
Doctor, we're sorry.
Doctor,
we're sorry.
I
please.
I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I did not mean to offend.
Yeah.
Well, Bull might kiss you if you want us to.
No, she won't.
Forgive.
I will not kiss you.
I know.
Deal.
You won't.
All right. So he walks back. He slicks back the feathers on the top of his head, and as he steps out from behind the crows are only about three and a half feet tall. He's wearing a suit. That covers up most of his wings and most of his legs, because it's a suit. You can hear the little clack of his talons as he walks across the tile floor. He leads you back past down a hallway, past a few doors, into a room all the way at the end.
Is this place sterile?
Well, I mean, when I need it to be. I'll pop open a cleaner swarm, but it's not invasive, anything that we're going to do. Well, I mean, not physically invasive. Mentally, whoo! Yeah. But not physically.
Were you part of the team of warriors that...
Yeah. I saved the world.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, they helped, but...
He would mention he got the killing blow.
Yeah. I mean, I did kill the original Charles Maldonado.
Oh.
Yeah, he was,
Great, so you're the one to blame for him growing in our brain right now.
No, you guys disappeared at 8 AF. That was before we killed him.
We hope he will be the one to blame for removing him from us.
I'll be the one to thank
him from you. I was just turning a phrase that he said. I'll stop talking for a moment.
Good.
That would be advisable.
I won't.
So, there we were. And as he walks down the hall, he just starts recounting this over-the-top story. And he leads you back down this hallway to a room. He opens a door.
I contact Alicia. Oh, with everything he's saying, I'm like, is all this on the left? Oh, wait, I can't contact her.
That explains...
And that's why, how I save the universe.
That explains why that old woman wants you dead.
What?
Oh,
Laputa.
Damien Armello.
Wait a minute. Damien? Where is he? Is he here?
No, but he's probably coming soon.
Oh. All right, let's step this up, because I suddenly have a trip to plan.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
It'll be a surprise. Yeah.
So, the room he leads you into, you can see there's this... There's a big bank of computer equipment in the center of the room, and there's more computer equipment lining the walls. And there's, around the central computer equipment, it's like arranged in a circle, there's metal tables.
Drop another one?
Basically. And there's some, basically, they're all kind of at like a 60-degree incline, which you would imagine is for people to lay on. And there's a whole bunch of weird wire stuff at the top of the head, where the head would go. All right, so, Elise told me what the problem was, and this is the setup I came up with. So, everyone gets in, we'll hook you up, and then I'll cut the Maldonado out of your brain.
If you're looking at our brains, just please note that whatever you see, I am actually not a illegal AGI.
Oh, because Elise said you were, and I wasn't supposed to tell anyone.
Just keep that on the down low, Doctor.
Well, of course. What do you think I am?
A stool pigeon?
I think I think that you are the hero who saved Earth.
That's right. This is a smart one. He puts his arm around you because you're the same size.
His wing?
His wing, yes. All right.
Is Doc still trying to get with Elise?
Well, I mean, he did date Athena for a while. So, Elise also mentioned that you have Lucas's drive.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
We were led to believe that you are good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Where is it?
I think I had it, so I hand it over.
Okay. He takes it, and the bank of against the wall, you notice that there's a slot, and he plugs it in.
Now, we're told that he does not want to leave this place.
Well, here's the thing. I want you to get him out.
Oh,
and this works in twofold. It helps you and it helps me. See, I need your brains to be active and receiving stimulus to most easily identify the parts that are Maldonado and the parts that are you. So, I res you guys into Lucas's simul space. You get him out. While you're doing that, I can see the parts of your brain that are working right and the parts that aren't. So while you're in there, I cut out the Maldonado, and then by the time you're done, I'll be done, and everything's good.
Right. So while we don't notice the hideously intrusive psychosurgery, we will be in the hellscape of Titan War.
Well,
I'm not very good at fighting.
You don't have to fight. You just have to get him out. Just convince him to leave.
From what I understand, it was a very difficult task. He's very adamant about staying in there. What would you know him? What would you suggest?
Let him be the one to solve it.
Don't glass a square kilometer of Mars.
Don't blow him up.
Oh, that's
and try not to cut open any bodies.
Oh,
he doesn't like that.
I was hoping not to have to cut open any bodies.
You can mention the buddy brick, but I think he got over that. I don't know. You guys are clever. I mean, you got Damien and
the buddy. That was about to do the dark ones. The buddy brick.
Yeah, it was this whole thing. You can ask Lucas about it. It's a funny story.
It's about to slip into the...
But I almost killed him. But I managed to restrain myself.
Bull sort of arches an eyebrow.
Hey, don't judge a crow by his feathers. My mother used to say that.
Okay.
I mean, she couldn't talk, but if she could, she would say that.
It was implied.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right. Well, let's get this over with.
All right. So everyone, step up,
Doctor. Prior to our entering the simul space, a private word.
Oh. All right. You go into the hallway. What? He looks up at you.
Many years ago, by your standards, 3 years by mine, I had all of the emotional being cut out of me.
Okay.
I would like you to restore it.
Do you have it?
Can we say that she has it, like, on a drive or anything?
Sure.
Like...
Oh! Not many people carry that sort of thing around with them. That's pretty weird. But, okay, I'll see what I can do after we cut the evil guy out of you first. That's priority one. And then I'll see if we can reintegrate this without causing too much damage. No promises, but I'll give it a shot.
I would be most appreciative.
You're welcome. And he reaches out to pat you and just winds up, like, patting your thigh. Sorry.
That is all right.
All right, he walks back. Oh, all right, so, everyone ready?
As I'll ever be, I suppose.
All right, so everyone step up. So you get on the tables.
How long is this going to take?
I look at Mary, like, she does realize the TACnet was on for that, right?
Uh-oh.
Did you disconnect yourself?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, that depends on the extent of the corruption in your brains. Probably a few hours, but depending on the simul space, you might not even notice the time go by at all.
Oh. Steven, if you want, you could explore the city of New Paris.
He messages you. Thanks, boss, but I'm going to stick around. I don't trust this bird as far as I can throw him.
Alright.
Has anyone ever told you that you sound exactly like Odo from Deep Space Nine?
Who?
An old Earth show.
Oh, I'm aware of this.
No.
You should watch it.
Huh. Okay, maybe I will.
He would change form.
I can't do that. Well, I mean, I molt, but I don't... Did he molt?
No, he was a morphological being.
Well, we're all morphological beings. It's
morphological being.
He took the mark.
Did he look kind of like this?
All right, so you all climb up on these tables, and Doc flies up. There's a bar between all of them.
Apparently Tiffany was tricky.
Yeah. So he flies up onto this bar and perches there as he lowers these headpieces down around you.
To fly?
Well, it's like 3 feet off the ground.
You also bought off your zero-G nausea, didn't you?
Well, but there's also G here.
Yeah, well.
it's more of an assisted jump than a fly.
He's still there.
In 100 years, he still didn't learn how to fly.
He can fly.
Not
while he's wearing a suit, but...
And I think not in 1G, it says.
Have
in
you
books.
Ever seen an elephant fly?
No.
That's right. It's an assisted job. Oh, so. He lowers Sorry. These things onto your heads, and they wrap so around, and you can feel contact on your brains.
I don't like.
So he fits it on all of you.
Fits.
And he hops there. Down and goes to his bank of computers and hits some buttons, and you hear the machine power up, and you can feel the hum of the thing next to you, and you can start to feel it tingle on your head.
I don't like it.
What's happening with Fitz and Damien?
They're in there with you.
Right. Oh, okay.
But they're just going to be eating chips. All
right.
You can feel
sex with each other?
No. You can feel the hum start to get a little more intense. And Doc goes to hit a button, and his finger hovers over. Goes, oh, one last thing. I forgot to mention, but once you go into the symbol space, you won't be able to leave until you get Lucas to the exit. All right, good luck.
What?
I still don't like it.
And everything just goes white for a second, and then black, and you guys are suddenly. Jolting back into consciousness. I already apologize for the rest of your life.
The rest of my life?
My life, whatever. You guys are jolted back into consciousness by an explosion.
Well, he's dying tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Are we on more bodies?
Yeah, you're in your bodies. You look
really
down.
Bad.
You're
going to die tomorrow.
Do we see Lucas anywhere?
No, you are in a bombed out store.
All right.
It's everything is... gray. It's that very, you know, that post-apocalyptic gray.
Yeah.
Where, wow, there must have been a sale here.
Dust everywhere. The windows in front of you are blown out. You could see a street in front of you, and there's the sounds of gunfire and explosions coming from there. So, everyone make a perception check. Either. You can pick.
17.
Get it both.
Oh, nobody beat me.
So, wait.
Where's 12 out of 16.
17 out of...
Oh, 33 out of higher than that.
Damn.
Okay.
I got a 22, bastard.
You got a bit of crit.
I said that no one's going to beat me, and there goes Eric beating me.
All right, so you guys are the regular successes. You see out the window, and you see and hear out the window, like I said, the gunfires, and you hear voices screaming, and you hear a male voice yell, "Lucas, go around left!" coming from the street. Mary and Santiago, you hear that, but you also see out of the corner of your eye something moving in against the wall of the store that you're in.
Well, I immediately point that out to everybody else. Yeah. Ah! Not sure if that's friend or foe, people.
All right, you turn and you see a little girl. She looks maybe like 9, covered in dirt. Hiding behind some broken thing in the back of the store.
Are you injured, child?
No. I'm okay. Are you here to fight the monsters?
Yes.
Well, apparently not. Are you going to get us out of here?
Yes.
Okay.
She stays hiding. You hear suddenly an explosion lands just feet in front of the window, and the whole building shakes. And you see people. You hear fall back, and you see people with assault rifles. You see two of them shooting. One person is dragging somebody else, or half of somebody else.
Yeah.
As they're falling back.
Perhaps we should fall back too.
And the person who's dragging the torso, you guys recognize as Lucas.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And he's dragging, and he just looks over his shoulder, and he does a double take as he looks, and he just stands up and drops whoever that is, and stares at you guys.
Hello,
Lucas.
Who the hell are? He just takes a bullet to the head.
Huh?
Oh.
I'm gonna...
What?
I'm gonna turn to the direction of where the bullet came from.
Okay, well, it's okay.
It doesn't matter. It's gonna reset.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So you whip out your gun and turn to where the bullet came from. And everything just goes white. And now you're standing on a street.
Well, then.
Same city. Or you assume. Again, everything's just kind of... gray and overcast. There's rubble everywhere. And down the block, you see a man in black tack gear standing there. And you see him, his shoulders slump, and he reaches down and picks up his gun from his side.
Hi, Locus.
And then he stops and turns around.
Come on, don't get killed. Come on.
No, there's no gunfire going on right now.
It'll happen.
It's quiet.
Mm-hmm. Too quiet.
He
a little too rough.
He looks very confused. And he starts to walk towards you guys.
Okay. I will walk forward.
We were sent by Dr. Skelax to retrieve you.
Wait a minute. How are you?
We were told to mention the buddy brick.
The what?
The buddy brick.
We rescued you from Damien Armello, who was wearing you underneath her shirt.
I thought Gavin had me.
No. Apparently Damien took you at some point.
But we took you from Damien and brought you to Dr. Skelax, and he simulcast us here to get you out.
But I don't want to come out. I'm not done.
Well,
he indicated that you might say that.
Six brains are better than one, so perhaps there's a way we can help you find the exit.
Yeah.
And then you no longer have to punish yourself over and over and over and over and over again.
It's fine. I don't need your help. You guys can just go.
Oh, no, the thing is,
yeah, Dr. Skelax is performing horrifically invasive psychosurgery on us at the moment. So he sent us in here to distract us.
Yes, our brains have contained fragments of Maldonado.
You have fragments of Charles Maldonado.
Unwillingly.
Yes. Apparently Foxy Steel has gone mad with power, as you have seen.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I know.
And it's been made that we cannot get out of here until we convince you to accompany us.
There is a force of... There is a force of great proportions coming towards the system.
The system?
We believe it is of E.T. origins.
Requesting Charles Maldonado.
I really don't need all the details. I probably could have figured it out once you said Skelax. But let me guess, he did one of those things where he didn't tell you the really bad thing until it was too late to do anything about it?
Yep, he certainly did.
Is that commonplace for him?
Yeah.
Hey, what was the bad thing?
That we can't get out until we... get him.
We are all trapped in here with him until we figure out how to leave.
Oh, but he's a very nice person, it seems.
But if he dies, this whole thing resets.
Yeah, well, we also only have 3 hours until it resets again. Or 2 hours.
Were we in error to trust this doctor?
What?
Were we in error to trust this doctor?
Something tells me yes. Yes,
I mean, if you need the psychosurgery done, he'll get it done. And if he sent you from Elise, and they probably have some kind of confidence in you. That's I think you'll be in good hands, as long as we can get out of here.
This is our third attempt.
To get me?
No. Just our third Elise. Attempt to do this situation.
Wait, you're here to kill Elise?
No, we're originally. No.
There was some monkey business with Proxy Steel and
okay,
former
you know what? Why don't we
there
save the backstories?
There was a little monkey, too.
You know what? It's fine. This is going to get really confusing. We only have a certain amount of time, and I could only remember a certain amount of this shit anyway.
We have a TACnet. Would you like access?
No. And you know what? You don't.
Oh. We were under the impression we had a TACnet.
Yes. Can I pull up any of my Entoptic tools and feeds and stuff?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
But you can you have to reestablish your TACnet.
All right.
No, I've got my own TACnet with my team.
All right.
Speaking of which, they should be, and you hear, Lucas, move your ass! All right. So, here's the deal. I know how we have to get out of here. I just haven't been able to do it yet.
Well, how? What
are the mission parameters?
Could my knowledge and the gunnery skill help?
I wish it could.
That will make things so much easier.
If only we had a missile battery.
Robo girl, if I had a missile battery, I would sleeve you into it five ways from Sunday.
Thank you so much.
But unfortunately, we don't.
Mm-hmm. Did that make Strapper a little jealous?
Yes, it does.
Come on, let's walk.
I got an awkward boner from that.
So, the mission is that I'm trying to make up for the shit that went down at Woodstock. So.
Yes, that was a bit of a mud fest.
I heard the last Woodstock, there were a lot of fires, and they didn't have one after that.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. He points, and above the small buildings and the ruined buildings here, you can see the remains of a skyscraper. It looks like the top third of it has been broken off, and there's just jagged glass and steel and other metals pointing up. That is the Direct Action London headquarters. Inside that building is one Miss Patricia Hasgrave, the COO of the company. Our mission is to find her and extricate her from London. Something I've been trying to do for... Don't even tell me how long I've been in here.
What's gotten in your path?
That's... About almost 100 years.
No, it has been 100 years. No, it hasn't been 100 years.
It's been...
20.
Woodstock happened in 77 AF, you said?
Yeah. It was around 80 that he sleeved him, so it was probably like 30 years.
Okay, so yeah, it's a little over 30.
I did my research of all the history I missed, so I can teach you the ones you missed.
I'll worry about that later.
Yeah, so let's try not to die, Elizabeth.
What are the mission parameters?
I just told you. Find her, extricate.
And what are what obstacles are you facing?
I suppose what obstacles?
Question that comes from someone
else. The fucking fall. Titans, ex-humans, explosions. One time we got killed by a swarm of birds falling out of the sky.
What?
Yeah, it was a lot of fucking birds.
That Skelax is a crow.
Yeah.
We should be cautious then.
Why didn't we, before we got put in here, maybe make the thing a little easier?
Can I hack the simulation?
Do you have simul space design?
I don't have simul space design, but I do have a lot of infosec. That's an art skill, right?
I'm about to say, couldn't we do like a matrix thing and since it's a simulation? Just like be like, we need a weapons room.
Thing. This is the most detailed symbol space you've ever been in.
Yeah.
It is, if you didn't know you were going into a symbol space, you wouldn't know you were in a symbol space.
Wait, what, if he's extracting her, where were you extracting her from?
The skyscraper.
We have to get to the building. We have to get her out of there.
Very well. We should make a plan of action.
Alright, well, let's run through really quickly, see what we run into, and then on the next reset...
You guys meet up with the rest of Lucas's team, and one of them says, who the fuck are these guys?
I'm Elizabeth.
We're reinforcements.
I'm a girl.
Uh-huh. You don't look like reinforcements.
We're reinforcements.
Oh, Bull looks at the guy.
Alright, you look like reinforcements.
What about me?
We're deceptively...
Don't make me call the Brute Squad. I'm on the Brute Squad.
You are the Brute Squad.
I'd be intimidating if I... Missile.
Fine, let's go. Fall in. And whoever this guy is starts walking. And everyone falls in behind him.
Alright, I've got my shredder out. Do we have our weapons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Tiffany have her hair?
No! You probably wouldn't have time to update your simul space avatar, so you don't have your hair in the simul space. Okay, so... You start marching through the streets of what you come to realize is London, or was London.
Is there terror on the streets of London?
No, there's death. There's bodies everywhere, broken machines, buildings on fire, cars burning in the streets.
Are there werewolves of London?
There could very well could be. It's the fall. Who the fuck knows? So, Lucas says, normally... I can only remember about 10 of these things. But every time we get to the tower, we get swarmed by... We have to fight war machines to get into the damn building. And then that fight draws ex-humans out. And we tried to... One time we tried to commandeer a jet, and Titan fighter shot us out of the sky. It's like that is the most well-fortified position in the city.
All right.
What about the sewers?
Tried that once. Then a fractal came down through the sewers and ate us.
Oh.
That one wasn't fun.
Are the other beings in this simulation real?
No, just me. And, well, now you.
So if any of us died, did we have to wait for the reset? Or once we're dead, we're dead?
I don't know. I've never had anyone else in here before.
Oh, let's test it out.
If Doc were here, he would probably just shoot one of you to find out, but I don't want to take that chance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, I dropped that quarter. Can you pick that up?
What's a quarter?
We also met Amir. He died.
That sounds right.
Oh, he didn't die.
He died.
Did he?
He got eaten by a jelly.
That's a shame. He was a very talented craftsman.
Oh, his gloves? Yeah, those are pretty good. Look, maybe your numbers will help, but I don't know if we can see another way through. If I could find another way through,
I would not be assistance. I am not very good.
Look, if we could punch a hole more quickly through the war machines, we might be able to get upstairs to where Hasgrave is and get her out. Any one of us, and he points to his original team, could call in transport to get her out. I think once we do that once we get her on a plane, that might be it.
All right.
Well, what, you think?
Well, if I figured it out, I wouldn't be in here anymore.
Yeah, didn't Elise or Gavin told us that he had the parameters of the exit, like, deleted from his memory?
Yeah.
So he doesn't know exactly what he has to do.
It was voluntary.
It was voluntary.
Yeah, it was.
I believe I can be of assistance in punching a hole, as you say.
Yeah, he ripped somebody's sternum open. It was really... She ripped a... I get confused sometimes.
She killed a dragon.
I got the killing blow on the dragon.
Yes, Mary did kill the dragon.
Wow. All right.
Seems she like wrote a dragon.
You guys have some stories of your own.
So we should go. Let's try the frontal assault method first. I don't really think we can deal with Titan fighters or a fractal. Let's avoid the fractal.
What's a fractal?
Did the bird act?
Terrible.
A fractal is that.
Ah!
Yeah.
Did Dr. Skelax actually destroy Charles Maldonado?
Well,
I think that's a question to ask later.
Technically, he got the last shot, but it was a group effort.
Like marrying the dragon.
Respect the last shot.
Yes, it was a group effort.
It was primarily Bo and some of me, and then I got the last shot. It was primarily Bo.
Yeah, you guys bicker like a firewall team, all right?
We're the last firewall team.
I'm not bickering. I'm the only.
Okay. So you guys walk through the ruins of the city. It takes you 2 hours just to get through. The streets are clogged with rubble. It's slow going. You have to get across the Thames, and only one bridge is still standing. So you have to walk along the banks to get to London Bridge so you can be able to go across.
Is it falling down?
It's the only one that isn't.
I rolled low, so no. Not this time. So you manage to get across the bridge and into the area where the headquarters is located, and they all start to go a little bit slower.
Can we say that, contrary to every disaster movie that takes place in London, Big Ben is the only thing that wasn't destroyed?
Sure, Big Ben, in fact, as you're walking, you hear, dong, dong, Big Ben's still going.
Does that mean we only got 2 hours left?
Uh-oh.
No, that's the 1 hour mark.
Oh. All right. Let's do this.
So you guys get closer, and Lucas pulls out his gun. All right. So we go down that block, and then we're in front of the building. The way I remember it, there are two war machines guarding the entrance, and we're going to have to get through them.
All right.
I volunteer to take point.
Can I have an index card?
Oh, yeah. Here, take a bunch. Just in case.
No, he wanted one.
Well, I don't know about taking point. It might be more effective if we coordinate an attack and everyone go for it at once.
Do you want us to run around? We can flank.
All right.
So flanks attack first, we draw them off, and then you and Bull and the rest of the team punch through and...
You want to draw them away?
Yeah, that might be the best thing to do.
That could work.
We'll keep them distracted until you get up into the building.
Perhaps I should draw their fire.
Well...
I feel like we should keep you as a working asset as long as we can, Bull. You are the most effective combatant among us.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I guess. We'll see what she's got.
She's got quite a bit.
All right, so why does the big one stick with me? You four try to flank. Here's the problem. There's two of them, though.
What is Lucas sleeved in right now?
He is in... I guess he would be in an Exalt?
Probably... I think before the fall, he was a flat, actually.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, because he was in his original body, and then after the fall happened, he lost his... He kind of was a bioconservative for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then he lost his religious faith and decided that, well, if he was going to lose his soul, he kind of lost it already.
Gotcha.
And he might as well re-sleeve and you know, be a more effective killer, okay. Basically.
Well, then he is in a flat. I mean, he's, like, drugged up and about as good as a flat can get, but he's in a flat.
Yeah, he's probably got a few implants in him.
Yeah. So, why don't... You two take the one on the left. You two take the one on the right. Try to draw them away. And once they're distracted, you and I and the rest of my team can try to punch through, straight through the lobby and upstairs.
The X team and the Y team.
Very well.
All right.
We're the X team.
As soon as we started towards this, I kicked in my murder.
Who are the teams?
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Right. Left side of the table, right side of the table. And then the middle of the table.
All right. Cool.
All right, so you guys have to get into position. So left side, right side, make infiltration checks.
Okay.
And you too, Ed, actually.
I'm not very good at infiltration.
Everyone has to get into position. Yeah.
I rolled a 4 out of 10.
I do have a...
I've noticed a trend.
That's what?
56 out of 55.
Ooh.
I've noticed a trend of whenever I say I'm not very good at a skill, I roll it.
Wait, what's
the... It's alright, I made 04, like crit fails.
What's the...
I rolled an 88.
Infiltration.
Good.
I believe it's infiltration. Coordination.
It's alright, I want to get caught.
Yeah.
Your coordination is 55?
No, my reflex, because my
infiltration,
my psalm and reflex go up.
Oh, with the murder, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Moxie to flip that.
I'm not gonna put mine. I'll wait till an 88.
Well, you can
downgrade it from a crit. Yeah.
Okay.
More interesting.
All right. Great.
Interesting is definitely a word.
Yeah. Getting murdered by Titans is
okay. So
by warbots.
You guys get into place, and as you're walking, you get closer, and you can see these two warbots. They're massive. Bi-legged.
How many birds?
Like 3.
It's even bigger than that monster.
Yeah, they're big. Well, the monster was a dragon. As you get closer, you can see that they have 4 arms. Each of them has different weapons on it, and they're all just kind of like in sentry mode, like slowly, you know, moving back and forth. And they're just flanking the entrance, you know, one on either side.
I flank flanks.
And as you get closer, Ed, you were on the right side of the street with Lucas, and you run up and you try to hide behind some rubble, but you hit it a little bit, and you cause a cascade of stones and stuff down the front of it. And one of the warbots just and points at you. And Meyer, you are coming up on the left side trying to distract it.
Yeah.
Well, did it? I technically just regular failed.
Yeah, he regular failed. Meyer crit failed.
Yeah, I know.
So it didn't succeed.
I think both of them are going to end up.
Well, no. What happened was it knows someone is there.
Okay.
It hasn't targeted you specifically, but it is alerted to the fact that you guys are coming. Meyer, on the other hand,
Elizabeth,
I apologize. You are sneaking down the street next to Mary.
Yeah.
And you don't notice the hole in the streets, and your foot falls into it, and you just face plant. And because you are made of metal, it is very loud. And the other warbot goes and points its guns at you.
Soon as I see that they're targeting Elizabeth, I'm just gonna.
Well, you can roll initiative first.
Yeah.
Everyone can roll initiative.
Yay. I guess it doesn't matter that I passed my infiltration test.
Well, they didn't notice us.
Yeah, no, they haven't noticed you two. Okay. You both passed your infiltration, so they haven't noticed you.
Boss. 16 nipples.
INIT is 8. I'm at 10.
Oh, I need the stats on that automatic rifle. I never took them down.
Oh,
okay. Good job.
Is it a railgun or just a regular automatic rifle?
Just a regular automatic rifle. The same type James has.
Oh.
Look what you did, you little
jerk. What stats you need?
Automatic rifle. It's minus 6 AP.
We have 2d10 plus 6 damage.
And 30 ammo in the mag.
Oh, what's the DV?
The damage value is 2d10 plus 6. Okay, so they are at 14. So anyone higher than that?
16.
How are they going?
They're at 14.
I'm at 15.
I'm at 16.
All right, so we have Ed and James, then Meyer. Anyone else at 14? All right, then Bots, 13. Eric, what are you at?
11.
Ryan?
I'm at 10.
All right, so then Eric and Ryan. Oh, wait, let me roll for Lucas.
I'm at the
team. Those poor guys are...
Lucas is at 10.
Okay. Good to know. My luck has touched my previous character.
Yes.
My shitty, shitty luck.
All right, let's get some combat music going.
That scared the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally.
Okay. So, Ed and James, you guys are up first. So
I'm going to full auto armor piercing the one that's going for Elizabeth.
Okay. Roll it. Minus 10 for the armor piercing.
Yep.
Did they both notice those guys? Or
no. One of them...
63 out of 70.
Okay. Nice. Well, one of them knows that Ed and Lucas are behind the rubble that they're hiding behind. Actually, now, especially since Ed just popped up and exposed himself.
Yeah.
The other one is targeting Elizabeth actively. What'd you get, Ed? I'm sorry.
63 out of 80.
Okay. All right. Roll for damage.
All right. So that's full auto. So that's 3d10. In addition. Let's see. That's 2d6, so 5d10 total. 10, 15, 16, 17.
'Cause you said the AP was minus 6 for the automatic rifle?
Yeah, that's the armor penetration.
All right, everything else is like positives.
Well, armor piercing takes away 6 from the armor.
Oh, okay, so it's AP is 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So before you apply the damage, you subtract the armor piercing from the armor value. Then subtract
what do we
the
know
armor
about
value
these
from damage. Then
39.
Okay, what were you saying, James?
Well, what do we know about these things?
They're big.
Do they have a weak spot?
You've never fought Titan War machines before.
Yeah, but other people have. I mean, I'm sure.
They're Titan War machines. They're basically walking tanks with four different guns that are now all pointing at various people.
Okay, so...
What was it, Ed?
39.
39, okay.
Can I contact Slippy to bring up their shield?
No, there is no Slippy. James, what are you doing? You're going at the same time as Ed.
I was going to take this turn to aim at a sensitive spot on them, but...
Well, you can use a quick action to try to go armor defeating.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
So it's just minus 10 to your roll.
Okay.
And remember, if you want to go full auto or burst fire, you can go for damage or to hit.
I think I'll go full auto for damage.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, you would do that.
So that's plus 3d10 if you hit. Oh, fuck, I didn't roll fray for it before.
Good.
It's all right.
All right, so 41 out of 50.
All right, you hit. Which one are you shooting at?
The one that's going for Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah.
So I get 3d10 now?
Well, plus whatever the gun is.
Oh, yeah, it's 2d10 plus 3d10?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, groovy.
And it's armor defeating.
$1 billion.
Oh, nice. Wow.
I don't think that's right. And one of those is a D8.
Yes, one of those is a D8.
And even more impressive now.
True.
More impressive by 2.
Well, 1D is an 8.
So 27.
27.
1 million. I mean, 999,999,999.
It's a flyer.
Okay. Meyer, you are up. You hear as guns fire. And the one, you look up and you can see one of these war machines has guns pointed at you.
I will.
And all of a sudden, just it takes fire.
I won't try to dodge. Oh, wait.
So you're going to devote your action to dodging?
Dodge!
But I think it's that or die, so.
Well, you declare your action as full dodge, and so it doubles your fray.
Now dodge.
Okay.
I think otherwise I die.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because it is going to shoot you. So its plasma rifle turns to you, and its seeker rifle turns to you, Ed. And its auto rail rifle turns to you, James.
Okay.
So all of you can make fray at half.
So except Meyer. Double ups.
I double my fray, so
okay. Yeah, so you make fray at normal.
Okay.
All right.
I get it. I got 20.
It did not crit, so it misses you. Did you...
I succeeded.
Like what?
17 out of 26.
It beat you?
Of course.
And
I get normal fray, right? So just 20 out of 45.
20 out of 40, so you succeeded.
What did it fire, a missile at me?
Yes. So you're still going to... Well, you got a crit, so you won't...
Mary, take the missile. I'm Mary. Elizabeth, take the missile.
I want the missile.
And it misses you, Meyer.
Yeah.
Sorry, James.
James, however, takes a...
One damage.
No.
A billion damage.
You silly.
Not from a rail.
From a kinetic rail rifle? No.
2 damage.
8 damage. 492.
What's your armor, James?
1,000.
1. Negative.
Kinetic?
Yep.
Fish.
13.
13, okay. So.
Remember.
PHI.
So you take. 22 damage.
That's James's least favorite amount of damage.
How many wounds is that?
A lot.
James's favorite number of damage.
What's your WT?
Alright, that's what I'm looking for.
21.
7.
7.
3.
So, 3 wounds.
Yep.
Shit, you gotta make a SOM check to...
2.
2. 1 to stay on your feet and 1 to not pass out.
Oh, my.
We'll pass... Ed passed his grope check. No, I said
it's okay. That was just the first war bot.
Ed, while you're up, can you get the popcorn that's in the bag?
So, Will times...
Psalm
times
Will
Korea.
Is up. Will is not...
No.
Alive. Do it again.
And Will, you're up.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So, you guys see Santiago... you see this machine gun just swivel at Santiago, and boom, and he just gets riddled with bullets. It goes flying back and just lands on the pavement and is out. So you are passed out, James.
Good night, guys.
But you're not passed out like Will was last time. Will was like in a medically induced coma. You can make a Will check at the top of your turn to see if you wake up.
All right. So at the start, so not turn two or anything, but the full fresh start.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no speed two. You're still unconscious for that.
Okay.
Other warbots.
I'm gonna go pee.
Yes, you can go pee.
Other warbots.
Groovy.
Other warbots. It still sees James is neutralized for now. Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth and Bull are the only ones it sees right now.
Yeah.
So Maya, you still get double your fray because you're full dodge.
It's double my fray. So instead of 45, it's 90.
Well, it's your fray at half times two.
Other warbot,
so it's just your fray now.
Other warbot is so impressed with the first warbot that it claps.
Good job, friend. So
murder friends, murder together.
You guys, it's going to shoot a plasma bolt at Bull and a micro missile, and it's going to shoot a
little dodge twice.
No, you get one dodge.
15 out of 22 and a half.
You don't get halves, but it's fine. And it's going to shoot a micro missile
and
a machine gun like the one that just hit.
Oh my god!
Santiago. So, Ed, what'd you get? 12?
15.
All right. So, beam weapons for plasma. It misses you.
Did Ryan James both just go to the bathroom?
No, I'm
together. They're sharing the same toilet.
The missile hits you, though.
I'm gonna. It wasn't a crit.
No.
I'm gonna upgrade in my success token.
Okay. You are going to take splash damage though because you didn't get a natural crit.
Poppy woppy.
So you're not gonna. You take half damage, and then minus your armor.
You are.
I'm not doing any more.
So,
sorry, Ed.
It shot. Went too far. Mm-hmm. It shot a high explosive missile at you. High explosivo.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
What's your energy armor?
21.
Okay, you're good. Just make a SOM times 3 test to not get knocked down.
8 out of more than that.
Yeah, so you jump out of the way and stumble for a second, but you stay on your feet. Oh, 8 out of 90. No, you're fine. Maya, did you roll for
it? Even if I had rolled an 80.
I got a 37 out of 45.
Wow, good for you. Let's see if it's good enough. That misses.
That's good.
And that also misses.
That's also good.
You didn't get a crit, though, so you get splash damage like Ed did.
That's good. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
2. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These
are our ideals, we shouldn't settle for less.
What's your energy armor?
2. Wait, energy? Yeah, 2.
2.
So, how do you completely avoid getting damaged by a missile?
Pretty hard. It's an explosion.
Right.
If you got a nat crit on your dodge, you would miss it. Or if they, like, critically failed there. If you succeeded on your dodge and they failed their roll, you wouldn't get hit. But missiles and grenades do splash damage, so you take half.
Yeah, the solution is don't be in the area.
Oh, but it's 2 in the real world. In the virtual world, it's like 1,000 energy
armor. Yeah, no, that's not how it. So 2 energy armor. So you take 13 damage.
Yikes.
That's good.
Just wait.
That was halved.
I got 2 wounds from that.
Okay, so you have to make a SOM times 3 check. Mm. Twice.
The first one is a pass, because that's a 10.
Okay, so you don't pass out.
And the second one times 3.
Yeah.
The second one I failed.
Alright, so you get knocked back. So you're gonna have to you have to take time to stand up next turn, but you're not unconscious. So
attacking, you know what you should do?
Complain about it.
You should challenge him.
I challenge thee. to a duel!
Alright, I've got two warbots. You've got two armor.
You win.
Well, that works. They're only targeting him, so we could all shoot them, no problem.
That's true. Both of them just go and target Elizabeth. No. Alright, so Eric, you're up.
Hi, I'm going to go auto, full auto.
I'm going full auto or out of 60.
Maybe wow. I'll also hit the one that's been getting shot because, you know, if we take one down.
Hey, Titan Warbots.
Now, my options are either to get extra to hit or extra for damage.
Yes.
And I'm using my armor piercing ammo.
Okay, so that does. For what gun?
My automatic rifle.
The good gun.
I feel like that would
definitely. So that does armor-piercing ammo, pierces more armor, but it does less damage.
So it's minus two, right? So whatever I roll is minus two?
Yeah.
It does armor-piercing, it adds minus five to the AP, so right. It'll be minus 11.
But it takes two away from the damage?
Yeah, but it will only be 2d10 plus four.
Okay. Well, I'm using the extra for
damage.
Are
you trying to go for an armor-defeating shot, or are you just... Because that would be minus 10 to your roll.
But then why would he use the armor piercing ammo?
Well, no, because if you're armor defeating,
right,
you just ignore the armor. If it's armor piercing, depends how much armor they have.
But if I defeat the armor, do I still get the minus 2 of the damage?
Yes.
No. Yeah, if you use
if you're using the armor piercing ammo, you get minus 2 to the damage no matter what.
Oh, well, I'll just take the minus 2 of the damage. I'll try for the armor piercing. Oh, no, that so was.
Yeah, it'll be minus 10 to whatever your.
Yeah, I'll try for the armor piercing. Fuck it.
All right, so whatever.
Can I just? You can also go either do a burst or full auto.
I was doing full auto.
Okay,
so then just use regular ammo.
All right, then I'll use the zero ammo and use the just the armor defeating.
Okay, so are you going full auto or just
yes?
Full auto burns the okay. clip, right?
Can I before roll
10? So it depends on the clip.
Can I before rolling just use a moxie to succeed?
It'll be a 10.
Yeah, you're mag.
So still get a friend.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Mag.
Oh, 17. Out of...
It did not fray.
59, okay.
So roll for damage.
So now that becomes 3d10 extra?
Yes.
So 5d10 plus 6.
Yes.
Year 5d10 plus 6.
10.
Yeah, that kid.
19, 24, 30, 34, 40.
You kill it. So you and you the parts that have already been shot out by Bullet Santiago, you just riddle more bullets into them. And you just go and it explodes.
Merry killing blow.
Ryan, you're up with Lucas.
I'm going to go over to Santiago, and I have some... If we've got all of our stuff in the simul space, I have some nano bandages.
Okay.
So I'm gonna...
I believe a 21st century video game enthusiast would call you a cherry picker.
All right. Which is... I don't care.
Do you have a first aid or anything?
I don't have any medicine skill, but I do have biology.
You're just slapping a nano bandage on him. You make a biology check at minus 10.
All right. I know what a wound looks like, yes. So.
Well, he is definitely exhibiting the signs of being wounded.
I'm bleeding out these holes. 51 out of 55.
Okay.
So I did pretty well.
Yeah, so you see he's got this cluster of holes in his chest.
That's suboptimal for it is. For it a
is.
Flesh creature.
Exactly. That is suboptimal performance.
That's right in the ten ring.
So you slap the nano bandage onto him. James, you can heal back.
One.
Two.
I nailed it.
That
I'm sorry.
That hole in front of your face and those two little ones right on top of it.
Yeah.
But that wakes you up. So you don't have to roll for it.
It doesn't heal my wound, right?
No. No.
You're not going to die.
So Lucas taps you, Bull, once because the one is down. He goes, let's move. And he's going to spend his action to run across to the lobby.
Red.
Going to make a free running check. And he crit succeeds.
Whoa.
So Lucas taps you and goes, let's go. And he just vaults over the rubble that you're taking cover behind and dashes across. And because he got a crit, he runs between the legs of the other war machine and, like, slides under them as he, like, tries to follow him and gets up and just dashes and you lose sight. He just goes into the lobby. So that's speed one. 2.
my speed 2.
There's still one war machine.
Yes.
I prefer Iron Man.
I'm not gonna run. Okay. But I'm gonna like head in that direction and keep firing, assholes.
So you're just gonna walk and shoot at the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing that I did last turn.
Okay.
Team Iron Man, but not Team Cap. That means we gotta fight.
65
No, no, he said 80. War Machine. So
you
like,
beat it's
for
4.
Before,
so roll for damage.
Iron Man over War Machine. Although Rhodes is
17.
He's doing great.
War Machine's a new character in Marvel
Fine.
Puzzle Quest.
I didn't see the movie yet, so I'm saying
James,
that.
You play Marvel Puzzle Quest now, right?
Yes, it's on my tab of it.
We gotta add you to our alliance.
You can just tap in the trailer.
33 armor defeating.
33. I haven't seen any of them really, other than the one with Spider-Man, because
okay.
It was on the movie theater. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not dead, but you hit it.
My amazing.
It's creepy.
Okay.
Do that, man.
Okay. James, you are also... Do you have speed 2?
Yes.
All right. You are conscious, so you can take a speed 2 action.
Bleed. Can I use my action to stop bleeding from everywhere?
Strapper pretty much took care of that.
Okay.
When he slapped the nano bandage on you. It's not great... You should probably go to a healing vat, but I mean, this is a symbol space, so maybe you don't have to. But it's a really good symbol space.
Okay,
that really hurts. It feels like you just got shot a lot.
So 3 wounds, 10
that's minus
30.
Do you have medicines?
I think. Oh no! I don't want to die. No! Die now!
All of a sudden, the mirror rises in. Guys, I came to join you.
I am.
Thank God, Amir was here. None of us got shot.
And then Fitz tries to help, and he also is...
Oh, no, I have to save Amir! Another warbot just falls out of the sky like Titanfall.
Because
if you don't have medicines, you don't get to ignore one of those penalties.
Yeah.
Do you have speed 2 and 3, or...?
No, I just have...
Okay.
I just have speed 2. Let's
hold off a second, Santiago. I would like to try something.
Uh-oh.
All right, you can hold if you want.
Yeah, I'll hold.
If you want, you could take your full turn to aim, and that will give you plus 30.
Okay.
Yeah, if you take a complex action to aim, that'll give you plus 30 next turn. So you could do that if you want.
I'll do that.
All right, Meyer, speed 2?
Mental.
Okay, do you want to take a mental action?
Man, I'm just going to watch the... keep an eye on everything and see if it's still aiming at me.
Yes. Oh. Well, no, this is the other one. So, no.
Oh, that's good. Okay, now you know what? I will then aim.
Okay. It goes. It is going to shoot 2 of its guns at you, Ed.
I was hoping it wouldn't have speed 2.
Oh, no, it does.
Yeah.
It is also going to shoot... So, Ed, you're getting assault rifle. You're getting machine gun and plasma rifle. Eric, you're getting plasma rifle. You two are getting seeker missile.
Can I use my action this turn to be a full fray?
Yes.
I failed.
I don't have
31 out of 23.
Actually, no. Right.
Well, that's going to suck.
I don't have a, whatchamacallit action, a physical action.
You can still fray. You just got to...
Yeah,
I get my speed 2 will be a full fray.
Ooh.
I'm glad I did that. 70 out of 80.
Nice.
Okay. So, Ed...
What did it roll?
It hasn't rolled yet.
Yeah.
Beam weapons.
Lots.
Ooh, it just misses you. You could feel the plasma... like singe the well you don't have hair on your head anymore but you could feel your skin's you know sizzle a little bit
you get sympathy pains for when
flying
the hair
by
was.
Your head it does however hit you with its machine gun
with a what
with a 42
no oh, okay so even if I moxie it wouldn't help
yeah so it is
the moxie to re-roll if you want
yeah it's just a machine gun.
Well, it's a kinetic. It's a railgun.
We've seen you walk between the bullets.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your kinetic armor?
20.
Alright.
Jesus Christ. So that would put you at...
I was almost at one hit. I was almost like half my girth.
You take two.
Ow.
Well, because it's 2d10 plus 8. I rolled 5. So, and minus 9 AP puts you at 11. So it got 13. So you take 2. So it grazes your cheek. I mean, it stings.
Yeah, that would require a bandage.
Eric, unless it gets a crit,
that
you're
was my favorite cheek. It did not.
James,
you're getting hit with the plasma rifle. What
a
suck.
I passed my fray with a 5.
James, you can make fray at half. Is that a no?
Oh, no, it's a 7.
All right, well, you both get hit then anyway.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry. It got a 42.
Even if I...
I couldn't dodge that if I wanted to.
Steven.
High explosive. Oh.
Why'd you do that?
What's your energy armor?
Energy armor?
14.
Wow.
Energy armor.
Where the hell is my armor?
That's you.
7.
And
oh, sorry, 10.
Because
it stacks with my bio.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Ed. I forgive you.
What do you do?
No, you don't.
All right.
Yeah, but you never
I'll hold a grudge forever.
The North.
So what's your energy armor, Ryan?
10.
You take 16 damage.
Oh, fuck me.
What's your armor, James?
14.
You take 12 damage.
WT. Yep, that's 2 wounds. Hooray.
Yay.
You run over and slap the bandage on him and say, I want to try something. And then you both look up as you hear,
that wasn't why I wanted to try.
No, no.
So make those Psalm times 3 rolls.
All right. Let's see. Psalm times 3. 45.
Oh, what am I doing?
6. So the first one I pass. And the second one. No.
Okay.
All right, I passed the second one.
So,
the first one.
Strapper is going flying down the block.
Yeah, okay, so you both stay conscious. Whether or not that's good is up for debate.
I want to try something.
But the missile basically lands right in the middle of the both of you. And just boom, and you both get just sent flying about 30 feet each in opposite directions. And skate across in the street. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Ow.
Eric, speed 2.
You did the full dodge.
What happens when you reach your durability?
You pass out.
Yeah.
Okay. And death rating obviously means...
That's dead.
Yeah.
That's the dead.
Part. But you're in a symbol space, so you don't know what's... Are you at your durability?
Oh, no, I'm very close, though.
Okay. Yeah, that really hurts. That really, really hurts. So, Ryan, you get a speed 2 action.
All right. So, I'm guessing... that whoever set this up, Elise probably, didn't actually put Titan AIs in the symbol space with Lucas. So I'm going to try to hack it.
Hack the war machine?
Yeah.
Okay. Make an InfoSec check.
All right. I'm at minus 10 because I have the medicine.
But you would have to hack something Elise made.
Yeah.
22 out of 80.
Nice.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, that beats the 4. So you get access to the Warbot system. That's your whole turn though, is getting access. If you want to try to give it commands or anything,
yeah, that's fine.
That's going to be another. That's going to be next turn.
I have mental speed, so I get another mental action this round. Or not? Yeah, this.
This is speed 2.
Yeah.
So that was your mental action.
Yeah. So I'm in. I just haven't been able to do anything
yet. Right. Well, speed 3, Ed's first.
I didn't get to do anything.
I'm going to unload my clip.
Yeah, you did. You
I took
you
aim.
Held your action. Yeah. And then you got blown away.
Oh, okay.
Unload the...
Okay, so you're still just walking?
Yeah, I'm going to keep moving.
Oh, you're going to unload... Okay, I thought you meant you were going to reload your clip.
No.
Okay,
I
sure.
I have 10 left.
Mag.
Clip and do the dip.
That's 9.
It got a 22 on its fray.
So don't pray.
I'm gonna use a moxie to upgrade it to a crit.
That would make yours 11.
So it would still beat you.
You're not going to get a penalty. You just don't hit it.
Okay.
And I mean, you have to reload. That's the end of your clip. But there's no...
Yeah.
It just... It moves unexpectedly and faster than you would think a hulking, you know, 20-foot tall monstrosity could move. Especially but it moves out of damage. The way of your gun. What?
Especially when that's taking damage.
Yeah. Anyone else have speed 3?
Not I.
Just Ryan's yeah. mental speed?
Just okay. my mental speed.
Get grinding mid speed.
Mm-hmm. I wanna subvert this thing.
All right, make another infosec check.
Okay. 80.
Instead of a war bot, now you're a peace bot.
13 bot. Out of 80.
It rolled a 12.
Oh. Hey. Oh goodness.
Gracious.
Great ball.
All right, so. Ed, you're walking, and what you think now the reason you miss is because the warbot is kind of going, as it you don't know, but oh no, you're attacking it. Yeah, so
yeah.
its systems are going haywire because of Strapper's intrusion. So when you went to shoot, it went and kind of jerked itself out of the way unintentionally.
No, you said that we didn't have TACNET.
No,
we
do.
No, you did. You had to
yeah, we had to reestablish.
We'll just pose the guy on Strapper. You made me miss.
All right.
Yeah. So you next. You can give it actions next turn.
Okay.
So speed 4.
Reload.
Yeah, if you were just walking across the. All right. So you get to the lobby at the end of the turn. So top of the round, Ed and James. So you dive through the glass into or the.
Mm-hmm.
There's no glass anymore. The empty windows.
Dive anyway.
Yeah, and you see Lucas. Behind... make a perception check, Ed.
44 out of... more than this.
Okay. Make a stress test, Ed.
48 out of 75.
Take one. So, you hop in through the window, or the broken window, and the first thing you see as your eyes adjust to the light change is Lucas hiding behind a flipped-over table. He's got his gun out, and he's ducking for cover. And he sees you come in, and he just goes, "Dow!" And you realize the reason he says that is because of the fractal that is hovering in the middle of the lobby. So also make an infiltration test.
Keywords make.
Uh, 71 out of 55. What did it get?
You don't know.
Well, okay, but I want to know if I'm going to spend a month.
Well, it's also a sphere. It's hard to tell if it's looking at you.
Right.
I mean, you don't really know where its face is.
No, I know.
You don't know if it saw you or not. Or heard you, or whatever fractals okay. do. So you're not going to spend the moxie?
No.
Okay. So you hop down. As you do, though, there's a whole bunch of broken glass, and you step all over it as you get there. So are you going to? So your action is getting down behind that.
Sure.
Okay. James, what are you doing?
I, considering that we're tack-netted, I assume I can see what Strapper's plan was.
Yes, you know what Strapper did.
Okay, so is there any way I can help him with confusing the system to focus on me while he sneaks in?
He has control of the system.
Oh, he has control over it?
Yeah. Right.
Have the warbot take on the fractal.
Well, yeah, but that's Strapper's.
Yeah, Strapper has to do that.
But I guess I see through your thing that there's a fractal and...
yeah, that's not good.
I do have an interest in Titans, so I would know what a good way to attack a fractal would be.
Don't. Other than that, make it roll interest Titans.
Oh, fuck you. 22 out of 55.
Okay. Why
that gives me the fucking...
I
could have used that for a fray.
So,
The first hit that he gets is don't.
Yeah. The first thing you know is don't. If you have to, I will just read you the description here.
Okay.
Fractals are advanced bush robots. In their standard form, fractals resemble a strange sort of metallic bush surrounded with an eerie glittering haze. In their center are a number of metallic branches linked together with a flexible joint. Each of these branches splits into two or more smaller branches, also with flexible joints. These branches also split and then split again and so on, down to the molecular scale. The tip of each fractal branch ends in a nanoscale manipulator.
Oh, God.
Fractals are deceptively potent adversaries, having the capability to dismantle almost anything at the molecular level, much like a disassembler nanoswarm, and also rebuild anything just like a nanofabricator. Attacking them with projectiles is futile, as they absorb the ammunition, break it down into its constituent atoms or molecules, and then use those as components to build a weapon to use against you.
It's all right, guys. I hacked the warbot. We've got a plasma rifle.
It's a good thing I didn't kill it.
Yeah. Thank you for missing that shot.
So that's what you know about fractals. They're not fun.
Then I'm gonna...
Also, stress test.
All of us?
No, James. Unless you're all paying attention to Bull's TACnet. Well, you're distracted, Ryan.
Yeah, because I'm
hacking the rest of you, Gibson. Elizabeth and Mary can make stress tests too.
Oh, one.
Stepper, we could use your newfound friend.
That's a fail too. Not a critical fail though.
I actually critically succeeded that.
All right, so James, you're good. Meyer and Eric take three. Because, damn, that's not going to be fun.
Because, damn.
Oh, you Will Smith.
Yep. So, James, you were up at the same time as Ed. What are you doing? Oh, that was your... Well, you got a crit, so that's what you know. So you can still get an action.
I guess I'm going to try and... I don't know what to do here. I mean, I have nothing to attack Fractal with or be of any help. I can't even attempt to hack it.
You know that the best way to do it, even though it sucks, is area effect and spray weapons.
So, like, if you had a grenade or a
shotgun. I have none of those things.
Or a shredder.
A shredder, rather. Yeah.
We downed one of the war machines, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Could I take one of its guns off of it and use it?
They're mounted. It's not.
Yeah, I figured as much, but...
They don't have triggers. They're just mounted.
Yeah, it's part of it. Yeah. So that's what I was assuming.
Could Elizabeth jam one of the downed ones?
I'm going to hold my turn then until...
Destroy.
I'm gonna wait until Ryan's turn.
Destroy.
Elizabeth, I was successful hacking the warbot. Perhaps you could try to hack the fractal.
Okay. I will try.
Well, it's your turn, Meyer.
I'll try to hack the fractal.
Okay.
Make it a hacktal.
Where are the videos we made?
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
make an infosec check, Elizabeth.
The marquee mark tours and everything.
60 out of 65.
It rolled a 59.
Jeez. Yes. Wow.
Oh, just
twice. All right, so that's your turn. You managed to get in.
Okay.
Warbots under Ryan's control. So that doesn't have an action anymore. So, Eric, you're up.
There's not much I could do right now.
Assuming that right.
There's really not much at all. I can't go up against a Fraxel.
You can make a... Intuition times three check if you want an idea.
Okay.
Well, Lucas said something about after we take on the bot, something else comes, right?
Nope.
No. Fucking fractal. That's.
Well, we all see on the TACnet that Elizabeth just.
At least it
wasn't... Elizabeth She got past the firewall. She hasn't taken it over yet.
At least it wasn't a critical fail, so I could just use your gun on it.
Use your gun on your head. So Ryan, you up?
Eric is confused.
Fractal,
Eric,
I'm going to tell the fractal. I'm going to tell the warbot to shoot the fractal with its plasma rifle.
Okay. Make a interfacing check.
Well, didn't Lucas say that something else comes out after you fight the war machine?
10 out of 70.
I got those.
Okay.
I think,
The warbot turns and shoots. And that's a hit, unless the fractal. Nope. All right, so the warbot hits.
Yeah.
Energy weapons.
Kill it. Even one light touch from an energy weapon will murder it.
Assuming direct control.
What about my mom?
What about her?
She's a sponge.
That's true. And I was her sister.
Assuming direct control. I don't really say. So I'll go with the rules for area effect weapons on it. Rifle.
I would think it would, you know.
Yeah, it would. Yes, it would. Oh, it will do damage. Don't worry about that. What the fuck are the energy weapons got? I went right past them. All right, so Ryan, I'll let you roll damage.
Okay.
3d10 plus 20.
Yeah.
Multiply it by 2000s.
Okay. 34.
34. All
right. 34.
I rolled 2 2s.
34.
2 plus 2 is equal 34.
34. I rolled a 10, 2 2s, and then plus 20.
Oh, what are you doing in a 2 2?
Alright. You see, Bull, you get a front row seat as this searing hot ball of plasma strikes the side of the fractal. And the branches on it, part of it just like burns out, so there's like this concave hole in the center of it. Lucas is going to stay down this turn because nothing he can really do against it either.
If there's a hole and the branches are gone, does that mean that the interior would be vulnerable because it doesn't have the
fractal branches?
Yeah, probably. Well, slightly more vulnerable. It's still the whole thing is branches,
right? But if
there's not really a core to it,
right? But what I'm saying is, if there's a hole in it, then that part doesn't have branches. It would just be like
I know what you're saying.
Shooting the tip of the branches,
you could try
shooting, like non-molecular destroying parts of the branches.
You could try. Now knows the war machine is there. Well, I mean, it knew the war machine was there.
Now knows the war machine is no longer on its side.
Yes. And some sort of gun forms and shoots. And
do I get to fray for the war machine?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is not due. It's off balance.
Did crit fail?
No, just regular fail.
Just regular.
But yeah, just regular. You do see those fractal branches start to reform as the hole starts to slowly close up. So, Ed and James, you're up. Speed 2.
Is there still a hole?
Yeah, it's going to be minus 20 to hit it, though.
Okay.
Because it's a smaller target now. It went before you, and it gets to heal every round.
Well, since I know there's going to be other threats, I'm going to go and prepare to get...
It starts disassembling shit and bringing it back.
Let's go.
It just there's a scratch across the floor.
30, full auto.
Yeah, I'm going to take cover somewhere and prepare for the next set of things that are going to come and try and mess with our day.
Okay.
I like that idea.
49 out of 60.
49 out of 60. It does not fray, so roll for damage.
16, 19, 21, 22.
39 armor defeating.
Okay. Bull takes aim, and as the hole starts to, is still closing up, you just let out a torrent of bullets, and they just, the first ones seem to just sort of dissolve in the air, but the rest of them just keep going, and just hits the very core of this thing. And then the fractal just falls.
Nice!
And kind of, it, like, deflates as it, like, it hits the ground, and just kind of deflates as it lands, and just kind of spreads out into this weird tangle of branches and things.
Did the big one sufficiently show you what she has?
Yeah, you can gloat later. Gloat after the fight.
I believe I will gloat during the fight and after the fight.
Lucas gets up and runs to the stairs. So that's it for now. So you guys could try. You do hear some kind of screech. You don't know what it is. Lucas says,
"The X probably the,
yeah."
What do? You know their approach vector? I can send the Titan. I can send the Warbot after them.
Everywhere.
Can we set the?
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Can we bring the other Warbot inside and then set the other, rig the other one to explode so that when they all start swarming around it, it explodes and takes some of them out with them while we're all safe inside.
I mean, it does have four guns. It might be more useful. What are the
things? No, we take the good one inside the lobby with us.
Okay.
And we set the one that we down to explode somehow.
I have hardware robotics. Can we do that, or is it just complete shit right now?
No, you could rig it to, or you could try to rig it to explode.
All right, let's.
Well, does anyone have demolitions?
Not I.
I do.
Will had demolitions.
I have a little bit.
I have 30.
Okay. If you have demolitions, you can make the check.
Okay.
So you can roll hardware robotics.
Can I give him a help?
Yeah, if you have demolitions, you can help. Because it's. Okay. You need demolitions to basically know how you're going to set up.
So I'm at 50.
And plus 10 from Elizabeth.
Yeah, no, I have a minus 10 because I'm at 50. I get plus 10 from Elizabeth.
Oh, you're wounded.
Right. So, and I have medicines. So thank God the fake medicines work just as well as the real ones.
Yeah.
34 out of 50.
Okay, so you get yourself. Basically, it's one of the casings for its micro-missile launcher is open. So you manage to basically pull out one of the missiles and fiddle with the explosive mechanism and jam it back in. So when you give it the signal, the missile will explode and
the rest of it
take the whole thing with it.
All right, good.
So Lucas says, one of you come with me upstairs.
I think you should take Bull.
Yeah, I think you should take Bull.
What is upstairs?
I don't know.
I'm at minus 40, so I'm completely useless to everybody.
Hopefully, right, our objective.
My concern is the danger being greater here.
No, go up
well,
with
if we
him.
Manage to get her on the extraction plane, then this should all stop.
Yes, we'll hold off what we can. You get up there and get her out of there.
Very well.
There might be greater danger up there.
Okay. Lucas runs for the stairs. The elevators are not working.
I would imagine so.
We have to go.
Let's quickly pull the stairs.
Can
we destroy the stairs?
Some elevators do have battery backups.
Well, they have to get back down.
Do they? I think it's
you don't know. Lucas never made it this far before.
I send him a TACNET message. You have to get her to the airport, or is there like a helipad somewhere?
Well, they say you said he can call for extraction.
Yeah, they're going to call for extraction.
All right.
I'm going to hold out my kinetic rifle. Will this be of use to anyone? I can use my sword.
I have terrible kinetic.
I have
weapons.
A kinetic rifle already.
So I think anyone who would be able to use it is already using one.
Yeah.
All right, so make a free-running check.
So Elizabeth might be able to.
Oh.
That's 55. I can use it.
All right.
So I'll give her my...
Okay. Make a free-running check. Bull, You've got 30 flights of stairs to climb.
Yeah, if it's what's the shortest stairs?
20 out of 40.
Okay. It's a little bit more than you remember. You haven't been in Earth gravity for a while, but you managed to make it to the top.
It's not like a war robot destroys stairs.
That's up to you. Do you want to tell them to destroy the stairs?
Well, if they can extract her from the roof...
There's no roof. The top of the building's gone.
Well, from whatever the top floor is, if they can get extraction up there...
It depends on the status of the top of.
Let's call that a last resort. Yeah. If the ex-humans are overwhelming us, well, the last action we'll take is to Strapper is going to get as shielded and concealed as he possibly can, because he can just control the warbot through the
I'll say one of the elevators, the door is open and you're in the, there's nothing there.
Okay.
So if you go down like the bottom 10 feet, you can just hide in the bottom of the elevator shaft.
All right, I will do that.
You don't have to roll. You just climb down in there.
Okay, that's it's good, because my climb 2D is terrible.
Plus 8.
Yeah.
Okay. AP 9.
So you got, as you're going up the stairs, the rest of you hear that screech start to get louder, and you realize it's not one screech, it's
a lot.
Thousands of screeches.
In unison? At the same pitch?
Yes.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it is. And you start to hear feet,
but in greater numbers,
hitting pavement, and it gets louder and louder, and... immersing our listeners. And suddenly through down the block you could see they used to be human. They kind of remind you of like the exurgent zombies you fought, but these guys are running full tilt, and there's just dozens of them, a mob coming around the corner. Their skin is pale, they have long claws and teeth, and you could see circuits under their skin.
Husks?
Kind of. Very husk-like.
They have long claws, like, and teeth, like...
So you guys can make stress tests.
I'm going to make that and probably not succeed.
Not you.
Oh, I did succeed.
You got it. Yeah, I made it.
Okay.
31.
Take one. Still pretty fucking creepy.
Oh, yeah, attack that.
Oh, yeah, attack that.
What about Lucas?
Lucas is not on your attack net.
Lucas is
used to this by now.
And Lucas is used to this by now.
What happened to his team? Are they exploded?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about them. They're exploded.
They suck.
Yeah. They're down in the lobby. They're holding out with you.
Okay.
So you've got more guns.
Fuck them. They're NPCs.
And as soon as
I hope we split the teams up in the appropriate manner to get the best ending.
How much?
Okay.
How much?
You passed.
Failed.
Oh, you failed. Four.
Okay.
The team, Lucas's teammates, just open up.
Oh my god.
And you see ex-humans just start to fall and get mowed down, but the ones behind them just keep running. And they swarm
from...
Are they
running in unison too? Like, you know, all running with the left foot at the same time, right? Oh god.
Yeah, that's
creepy.
It's even more horrific than...
And they're all screaming at the exact same pitch as they come from one side and the other and start swarming up the front of the building. So you guys just open up, so you don't even have to roll. You can't miss.
I'm gonna wait until a good number of them get like around where the warbot bomb is.
Yeah.
And then set it off.
You set it off. Ed, you feel the stairs shake, and hope at least that you're still attacking at it. So you feel the stairs shake and you know that Strapper just set off the bomb.
What a miss!
The ball.
You missed the stress test. Roll it.
Oh, great.
She's starting to shimmy. She's starting to shake.
Nope, 60.
So take 4 from seeing the horrible ex-humans.
Yeah, it's a mob of zombies running at us in unison.
Yeah,
mob of zombies.
And shrieking.
Mm-hmm. In unison. in the same pitch.
Mob of zombies.
So,
like the African death whistle?
Yeah. Yes.
The Aztec death whistle.
Except it's thousands of them.
Huh. So you guys just open up and start mowing them down.
Yeah.
Bull, you get to the top, and Lucas runs down the hall. The lights are hanging from the ceiling. And you realize you're in the area now where some of the building is just gone. So you look down this hallway, and you see sky. And Lucas turns. There's a door that he kicks open, and there's a woman cowering behind a desk. She goes, "Oh, God!" And he goes, "Hasgrave. Oh, my God. Patricia Hasgrave. I'm here to get you out." She goes, "Oh, my God. Did they send you?" "Yes, direct action sent me. Let's go." And he doesn't have to. They've got tech. It's cooler that way. He puts his finger to his ear. "All right, extraction's inbound. Just got to hold out for 2 more minutes.
Well, that's always good.
And we took so much time that the scenario is going to reset in 1 minute.
No! So he pulls her down the hall.
A yellow bar shows him to survive.
Yeah.
And then there's a counter.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Patricia Hasgrave. It's her health bar shows up. So you run down the hall to the area that's just open. And he says, "Okay, this space is big enough. The extraction should be able to get in here and pick us up.
Oh, okay.
Guys, just hold out. Tell your guys to just hold out down there.
Let's pull up the stairs then. Take a shot at them."
So do you tell them? He's not on your attack map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but him telling...
Oh, yeah.
We'd hear that.
Yes, you would see that. So everyone make an attack roll. Not bull.
An attack roll?
Yeah. How are you fending off these hordes?
With the warbot.
Okay, so that will be... Interfacing, yeah.
Yeah.
23, I have the 69 for my kinetic weapons.
Nope.
I'm going to moxie re-roll that.
Yeah, I failed. Okay. 91 out of 50.
46 out of 20.
I'd like to flip it, but...
I would suggest... You've been holding your moxie in reserve.
I've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, much better. 61 out of 70.
Okay, so everyone but James hits. You just see them, they just fall apart as the bullets hit them. The war machine, its guns just going... it's just chaos outside. The things, the ones that manage to get close to the war machine start climbing up on top of it and just tearing at it with claws. And every once in a while you see that they manage to get into the holes that you guys already punched into its armor and start tearing stuff away. But it's still just its arms moving back and forth, shooting in all different directions. And you guys manage to hold them off as you hear chopper blades. Upstairs, Bull, you see a plane, a jet kind of thing with kind of one of those ones that has like the blades on the propellers that move up and down so it can hover. And it comes flying in. And it has the direct action logo painted on the side. And the target that you're extracting goes, "Oh, thank God." And
we stab Lucas in the head.
All right, roll that.
And then you just see little missiles come out of nowhere and shoot down the jet.
No. And it spins around, and the back hatch opens. And there's a guy strapped into, harnessed to the side, waving you guys in.
All right,
you just go
throw
with
it to them.
All right, so Lucas kind of throws her across, and then runs and jumps and follows. Should I?
I think you should.
All right, make a free running test, though.
8 out of 42.
Okay.
Oh, man.
you take a step back and run. And as you jump, you feel the part of the building crack under your foot, and you kind of fall forward, but you manage to land, and Lucas grabs you and pulls you in to the chopper in the back. And you guys hear the as it flies away, and Lucas just collapses onto the ground and goes, "Oh, thank God. I thought I wasn't ready, but
God damn it. I'm glad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then everything just goes white again. And you open your eyes. And you're standing on the streets. And there's a man down a block. And he sighs. And reaches down and picks up his gun. And then looks very confused. And turns around and looks at you guys. And down the block you hear Lucas go, "Fucking shit. And we will end there tonight."
No.
Good, I didn't do what I wanted to do. Good. Which I'm going to forget about.
Our health is good back?
Yeah, all your health's back.
That's good.
Not your stress, but your health is back.
Hooray! Yay.
My two damage is gone.
Yeah, I know, you were
my
feeling
two
that.
Wounds are gone. Four wounds.
I just reach up and touch my cheek.
I missed that skin.
Yeah, so,
Well, now at least we know we can always hard reset.
Well, none of you died.
I came really fucking close.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Fall In.
Yeah.
What you guys think?
I fucking loved goodness. It.
That was crazy. Great.
I loved it.
I kind of figured that the actual mission that Lucas has to do has something to do with that little girl, because otherwise we wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah.
That is now for you guys to figure out, because apparently the mission is not what Lucas thought the mission was.
I figured that was going to be the case. Also, I didn't get to do the thing I wanted to do.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to have like a whole spasm moment. I'm like, the Skelex must have cut into a weird part of my brain.
You still got time. You don't.
Well,
know
I'm going to
how...
forget about it next week. Oh. So
I'm waiting.
We'll just text you every 10 minutes. About
yeah.
It.
Okay.
James, don't forget to spaz out. James, don't forget to spaz out.
It's like I'm trying to say something really important. I'm like, guys, we got to get her to the.
No, nope, that was my speech center.
I like to sing
it. I like to sing it.
All right, so you could all take 4 res points. Yeah. You guys were great.
We did it.
I am waiting for Doc Skelax to restore Bull's emotional centers at the worst possible time.
I wasn't expecting that. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Nothing good.
No, nothing good. All right, you guys can make nominations.
I nominate Ryan for his awkward...
I'm saying it right now. I nominate James because last time we had said that we nominated everyone, but I forgot that James wasn't nominated. So I'm nominating James now.
Nothing that I did is just because you forgot.
And you survived almost being killed
tonight, but last time was alright.
You almost killed.
Nominating Ed for getting his... We're probably making a piss poor decision of getting his emotions back.
I mean, in the long run, it's probably a good decision.
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
And right now, it's probably not. Might not be the best time, but it's.
I want to nominate Meyer for having that awkward thing about having him be kissed and then having the whole situation. But I have to nominate Ryan because that was a great goddamn idea to hack the fucking war machine.
Yeah. That was a good idea.
I mean, you could have nominated me for wanting to blow up the other one. I mean, come on. Yeah. That did save us.
I nominated you for surviving and almost being killed.
Yeah,
and
sure.
For, because last time.
And I am also going to nominate Ed because of the whole slumber party scene with Bull and the makeover and him wanting his emotions back now. Yeah. Or her wanting her emotions back now.
Ed, did you nominate him?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Ed gave his to Ryan.
Oh, okay. All right, so that was Fall In. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
She needed friends, so now she wants to be a person with her.
Exactly. I think that was also part of the reason last time that when in the previous movies I saw that Bull was just so fine, fuck it. It was because you guys weren't together. You just basically woke up and he was like, hey, go to Elise.
Yeah, now
there was no time for growth.
Made friends.
Yeah. All right, so that was game 8.
That's good.
That. It won't close.
You're weird.
Your face is
it
weird.
Went a little longer than I expected, so we'll finish that up next time.
You're weird.
All right, well, you can listen to them ham bone as we sign off.
I'm in on this.
No, I'm not getting in on this. You guys suck.
All right, there you go, listeners.
Oh, wait, Will. Enjoy. Will, do you have any last words?
Enjoy the sounds of some Ragnarok ham bone.
Do not enjoy it. Hate every second of it.